this hour from Town Hall. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. President Trump says that other countries should help with the Strait of Hormuz, including China. He says about 90% of China's oil is transported through that strait.
Why are we maintaining the Hormuz Strait when it's really there for China and many other countries? Why aren't they doing it?
The Israeli military says it's been conducting limited ground operations for several days now against Hezbollah in southern Lebanon.
The Israeli military announced this morning that it had already begun this expansion of its ground operations there, saying that it is targeting key Hezbollah strongholds in the south of Lebanon. There are three divisions that are already operating in the south of the country for the Israeli military, and they're saying that two more divisions are going to be joining this operation in the coming days.
That's the BBC's Yolande Nell. Parts of the upper Midwest into the Great Lakes are dealing with blizzard conditions.
A lot of these areas are seeing 1 to 2 feet of snow. Portions of Minnesota, Wisconsin, northern Michigan, locally higher totals. Quite a bit of wind with this storm, too, so we have the blowing snow issue as well. And then the cold temperatures behind it. We'll have temperatures across portions of the northern plains that get below zero.
That's Mark Chouinard at the National Weather Service. He says a severe weather front sweeping across much of the eastern half of the United States has spawned thunderstorms in the south and is also threatening several mid-Atlantic states with heavy rain and possible tornadoes later today. In the Washington, D.C. region, including Maryland and Virginia, schools are closing early today because of the threat of severe weather. Wall Street stock futures are pointing higher this morning. The S&P futures up 63%, almost 1%. Townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and it stressed me out. But what I thought was a solution turned out to be a problem. I kept hearing ads about debt settlement that seemed too good to be true. And actually, it was. When I called, they told me to stop paying my bills. That didn't sound right to me at all, so I hung up. Later, I found out that debt settlement is bad, real bad. Then I learned that there is a right way to pay off your credit cards. It's called a debt management program from the great team at Trinity. Trinity had a plan. In the end, I paid off my bills, I saved thousands, and I even improved my credit score.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
The Obama Foundation is getting closer scrutiny. Here's correspondent Ken Lormand.
New filings reveal that the Obama Foundation is paying massive salaries to former Obama administration officials while benefiting from a heavily subsidized land deal for its $850 million presidential center in Chicago. Critics accuse the foundation of exploiting public resources and perpetuating Chicago's culture of political corruption.
The United States' war with Iran is entering its third week, but Congress has yet to publicly test the Trump administration's case for the conflict. Republicans in Congress have so far sidestepped public debate over the war, even as Senate Democrats are reaching for every tool at their disposal as they demand hearings with Trump administration officials. Democrats are increasingly frustrated. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. Now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During fall weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather is changing, and now's the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the rains came to Sarasota last night during the third inning of the Orioles game against the Yanks, washing that one out, much to the disappointment of the 8,000-plus in attendance. Tyler O'Neill and his return to Baltimore from the WBC had hit a two-run single. Meanwhile, a dream clash last night between the two most talented teams in the WBC. One of them was the DR, that's the Dominican Republic. The other one was the U.S. of A. Turns on it, sends a fly ball to right center field. Gunnar Henderson is tied it up. Mark DeRosa pushes the right button, pushing Gunnar Henderson into the lineup. It's about time. Joe Davis had the call on Fox. Gunnar's second homer in only three games. And the U.S. prevails over the DR 2-1 the final, sending them to the WBC final against the winner of Italy and Venezuela tonight. The NCAA unveiled its field of 68 last night, and no surprise here, Duke, Arizona, Michigan, and Florida are the number one seeds. Meanwhile, UMBC back in it for the first time in 8 years.
Armstrong, step back three.
Call on ESPN2, DJ Armstrong was the MVP, 9 of 11 from the field, 33 points, a record 7 three-pointers as the Retrievers beat Vermont 74-59. They'll face Howard in a first four game tomorrow night in Dayton. Coming up in 30 minutes, Trey Hendrickson introduced to Baltimore. And that is Stein on Sports.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Wittstadt. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is attorney Rod Wittstadt. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a partly cloudy, windy, and cool day coming up. Winds will be gusting up to 30, 35 miles an hour. Highs end up in the low 50s today. Mostly clear and chilly again tonight as lows fall back into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday. Got lots to talk about today. If you're on the live, I was just ranting on and on. You know, I told you guys on Friday it was going to be a chill weekend, and it was. It was. I completed Olivia's bathroom. You know, I did my bathroom over. Now her bathroom is done. She's kind of happy, kind of not. I don't know how much she loves the color she picked out. I made sure to point that out multiple times, but, you know, teal blue is a choice, let me tell you. It's a choice. It's a choice, but it turned out really nice. Turned out really nice. Hopefully you guys had a great weekend as well. I know the Baltimore Guardian Angels had their wrap-up party at a restaurant in Essex. I think Rick Metzger was supposed to make an appearance there. A shout-out to Strider and all the Guardian Angels. It's so sad that the chapter has come to an end, right? It's a new era now. But I understand it. But thank you all for everything that you have done for the region. And we will never forget your contributions to the community. Never, never, never. All right, I did want to talk about, obviously, some of the latest updates out of Iran. You guys, I don't know if you guys saw it over the weekend, but there were all these rumors that the Prime Minister, Bibi himself, had died. And I'm like, wait, what? And like Sean Casey just pointed out, I mean, you got to go to the primary source, and then you got to check all of the sources you can possibly check before, you know, going off of something like that. Well, it turns out he's just fine. He even posted a video yesterday. We'll talk about that. We are going to talk about the six service members that lost their lives already. I think there's more than six service members at this point. The number is higher. But we're now learning the first six. We're learning about their families, their identities, of course, about the heroes themselves. I do have some audio that I will play for you. Tyler Simmons, in particular, his family sat down, and it was so heartbreaking to hear the mother, Tyler Simmons, killed, obviously, you know, one of the first with the six service members, unfortunately, in that crash. And, his mother, the whole family, they were sitting there on the couch talking to reporters to see the grandmother in tears, to see the parents in tears. And everybody's been posting even videos that he had posted recently as well. And talk about just, a great guy. I think all of the service members that we're finding out more and more. There was one gentleman from Alabama, leaves behind a wife and three beautiful kids, two twins, brand new twins. It's heartbreaking, but I saw they already raised $1 million on GoFundMe. So that's awesome news. We are going to talk about what's going on in Annapolis. The budget did advance out of the Senate committee. That's $71 billion to all my Marylanders out there. We'll talk to Delegate Kathy Schlega and Delegate Ryan Araki at 9:35 a.m. as we do every Monday. First Eye on Annapolis. Also, the Perry Hall fight video. If you haven't seen it, you have time to take a look at it if you like. I don't. You know what? It is hard to see fight videos. I don't know about you guys. Maybe I'm just, am I soft? Brian, the producer, I think I'm soft. I don't know. Because I don't like, you know what it is? It's when it's kids. Yeah, I think that's what it is. It's when it's kids. If it's like two grown women at the Waffle House kind of throwing down, I don't really mind those. Those are a little entertaining, right? Those are a little entertaining, but when it's children and it's like a video that, these videos, they circulate on social media for a lifetime. And I hate that for the kids because you're going to, obviously at one point in time, you're going to graduate high school. You're going to go off to whether college or a job. This video could possibly follow these children, these minors for the rest of their lives. I hate that. I hate it. And then I don't like seeing kids get hurt. Maybe it's just the mother in me. Right? I'm not soft. Oh, I'm not soft. Look at these guns, right? If you guys are on the live. I've been going to the gym really hardly. I don't know if you guys could tell, but I've been working it out. I see some gains, as the kids would say. But we are going to talk about that fight video out of Perry Hall. Also, a Pennsylvania bus driver, formerly a Baltimore County police officer, was told to remove his MAGA hat or leave. This actually goes with the question of the day. I didn't know we were still doing this. We're still canceling people over MAGA hats. Like, Pennsylvania, get with the times. It's so crazy to me. But Senator Doug Mastriano, of course, was talking about it over the weekend, and we'll talk about it as well. And then remember that huge link up, the meetup at White Marsh Mall, and it was all this chaos and havoc with juveniles? Well, the same thing happened again in D.C. at the Navy Yard. Over 200 juveniles showed up, but it did get even more violent than what you saw in White Marsh. So I'll give you the details on that as well. All right, let's jump right into this. Also, I wanted to mention, I don't know if you guys have seen, but there's an uprising in Cuba right now as well. Right now, I think they're still down Wi-Fi-wise. They're still down. So you probably don't see a ton of social media videos in regards to what's going on in Cuba. But they are having an energy crisis. It was interesting because, of course, like I was cleaning yesterday and, trying to get everything together after painting all Saturday. But I was cleaning the house and I was, I had Fox News on in the background, Fox News National. And I hear in the background, it's like, the energy crisis and there's rolling blackouts and there's been a blackout, for this many days. And, now the people are uprising and they're, they're rioting, they're looting. And I'm thinking, this could be Maryland. I'm listening. I'm like, the energy crisis we have here in the state of Maryland. I'm thinking, man, so this is what happens. And of course, those in office there in Cuba, they're like, well, tensions are high because a lot of these people have been without electricity for quite some time. And I'm thinking, yeah, no kidding. No joke. Oh, my gosh. Well, anyways, we are somewhat involved in that. And, here's what I'm saying. President Trump wants to make a deal. Obviously. And I think we talked about this before because Secretary Marco Rubio has made some comments in the past. And, when we went into Venezuela, when we had the strikes on Nigeria, Marco Rubio at that time was talking about a regime change in Cuba. Now, if you recall, even when he was confirmed in his Senate committee confirmations, he was asked about what he would like to do if we did end up taking on Cuba. And he said emphatically, a regime change is what he would desire. Now, don't forget, he is a Cuban American. And Secretary Marco Rubio, even when there was somewhat of an uprising in Cuba just a few years ago, I don't know if you guys remember, but he was on social media almost every night posting videos talking about exactly what was going on there on the ground. Obviously, he still has family there. So this is very personal. For Secretary Rubio. This is very personal. And he's talked about this, like I said, in the past. So President Trump is looking to make a deal. To help out with the energy crisis after making a deal. Obviously, he wants to see a regime change, just like Marco Rubio. And this is what I said before. Marco's really in charge, I think, when it comes to the foreign policy. Like, you've got President Trump that's making decisions, for sure. And I know there's lots of people out there that believe that when it comes to Iran, you've got the Prime Minister of Israel making a lot of decisions. I understand how people can feel that way, because it does seem to be a situation. Like, remember we talked about with Trump at the Kentucky rally, and he said we had already won in Iran. And then, of course, you know, then we saw the oil tankers, you know, they're exploding left and right. You know, the Persian Gulf is shut down thanks to Iran. And you're like, wait a minute. For this guy to say that we won, and clearly there's still a lot going on, it always seemed to me that he's in charge. Yes, he's the president, but I don't know if he's making all of these decisions, and I don't know if strategically he understands exactly what's all involved here. He's a very smart guy, but I do believe that Marco Rubio, he's the one kind of playing chess in all of this. Now, it's interesting enough, you know, we're doing all of this stuff. And of course, like I said, I mentioned in Cuba, they're trying to get a deal there. You probably saw where President Trump has said to NATO, if you guys don't help us with opening the Gulf, the Persian Gulf, there could be some consequences in the future. And we will remember this. And so I think he does understand the part of, well, you know, a lot of this is business. We saw that the oil prices jumped yet again. And so, you know, I think that there's a strategy in place, even though there's many in the media that will tell you there isn't. I think there are many Democrats on Capitol Hill that have been saying over the weekend that they don't think that the strategy is in place. They think that they're losing control and that we don't know what we're doing at all. I don't feel that way. I think that we have very smart people making great decisions. And I think, like anything else, it's going to take some time. Now, I will say it's kind of annoying. Yeah, that's the word I'm going to use. It's a little annoying to hear so much of the outrage about the gas prices, because we've been here before without being at war. We've been here before without, you know, seeing what we're seeing in the Persian Gulf. So it's kind of interesting, because you've got all this outrage on the left, the oil prices, look at the gas prices. But at the same time, you know, when we were dealing with this with Joe Biden, there's no light at the end of that tunnel. And he dipped into the reserves time and time again. He depleted the reserves, if you recall. And there was no outrage from ABC News or some of these outlets. There was no outrage. But now there's all this outrage. And they're pushing out all this fear. You're just like, dude, come on. And so I think that's another piece of this. It's like, you know, take a deep breath, calm down. And I think, like I mentioned on Friday, this is the first time that we saw a war like this play out on social media. So you've got all the influencers and all these people making podcasts, videos, and, you know, there's a lot going on. And of course, don't forget, they monetize their videos. So, you know, when you click on it, when you view it, they're making money off of it. So, of course, they're going to the extreme. Right? They're going to extremes. So always keep that in mind. As far as the six service members, if we could go ahead and listen to who they are. Of course, heroes that gave the ultimate sacrifice. So take a listen.
Six airmen died over western Iraq earlier this week aboard a refueling aircraft. Those six were 33-year-old Major John A. Klinner from Auburn, Alabama, 31-year-old Captain Ariana G. Savino from Covington, Washington, 34-year-old Tech Sergeant Ashley B. Pruitt from Bardstown, Kentucky, 38-year-old Captain Seth R. Koval from Mooresville, Indiana, 30-year-old Captain Curtis J. Angst from Wilmington, Ohio, and 28-year-old Tech Sergeant Tyler H. Simmons from Columbus, Ohio. The Pentagon said the incident was not due to hostile fire or friendly fire, but said it was still under investigation.
And as you heard, they're still under investigation. Again, condolences to all. Very, very young. You know, we get back from break. I do want to play some sound for you, like I said earlier, from Tyler Simmons' family as they sat down with reporters. Now, there are a couple of different videos that are going around. You know, a lot of the families, you know, whether they're posting on social media and talking about, you know, father, whether, you know, I think even Tyler Simmons' case, I saw another video. You know, he enjoyed being a pilot. He, you know, when he retired from the military, of course, he wanted to go into commercial piloting. But, you know, he was a pro at what he did. And like I said, I saw so many different videos on Tyler. But there are some videos out there where there were reporters that sat down with these family members and they tried to polarize and make this situation very divisive. And I say that because I saw some videos where the family saying, this is not our war. We didn't have to do this. And now my baby's gone. And then I saw some other videos of the heroes that we lost. And you can see where they said they were excited to go. They're excited to serve for their country. And even though, you know, they couldn't possibly give the ultimate sacrifice, it is an honor to die for this country. And so I can understand that the families are upset. They're grieving. And so, you know, I looked at the videos and I thought, you know, shame on the reporters for trying to make this so political as they just lost their loved one. And anyways, we get back again. We'll hear more about Tyler Simmons, a 28-year-old that unfortunately died along with the six service members. Right now, it is Monday, and on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we have our Morning Market Flash with Tim Herb at RBC Wealth Management. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good morning, Kim. Happy Monday. How are you?
Happy Monday. Just kind of prepared for the weather, but I'm feeling good.
Yeah, I hear they're already canceling schools this afternoon. Is that accurate?
You know, Tim, that's very accurate. You know, as a mother of a 9-year-old, I don't understand it, but here we are.
Right. There you go. Well, hopefully we can, you know, get some consistency with the weather, because one minute, you know, you get a nice little warm spell, 70, 75 degrees a week ago, followed by snow, you know, a day later. And then here, you know, it's going to be, I hear it's going to drop into the 30s again tonight, tomorrow. Who knows?
So, right.
Well, the market's a lot like the weather, I think, right? A lot of volatility here. If I had to compare the two, very similar the last several weeks, Kim. You know, I obviously commented last Friday that markets were down and looking to finish on a down note, and in fact they did, Kim. Unfortunately, U.S. equities across the board were lower last Friday in trading, stocks actually ending near their worst levels, reversing actually earlier gains following some updates that the markets received from the conflict with Iran. But the S&P 500 finishing Friday at its lowest level since November. A lot of the big technology stocks, Meta Platforms, obviously the parent company to Facebook, many others, trending down in negative territory. Even laggards, including companies like Ulta Beauty and other segments or sectors of the economy, not performing well. It ended up and this is what I anticipated and mentioned on Friday morning last week, Kim, but ended up with the markets finishing down for the week. Dow was down 2% last week. S&P 500 down 1.6%. NASDAQ off 1.26%. And the Russell 2000, again, representing smaller companies in our economy, Kim, down 1.8%. So, again, major indices down for the third straight week. The NASDAQ, unfortunately, has declined for 8 of the past 9 weeks. So safe to say we're in a little bit of a correction mode here, Kim. Obviously, the geopolitical tensions overseas, what's taking place between Iran, the U.S., and Israel is not helping the markets. We're also seeing economic data that doesn't tend to be so positive. The other thing that's impacting the overall markets because of the conflict, of course, is the price of oil, right? So oil prices rallying last week. We had Brent crude oil, I mentioned this last Friday, settling above $100 a barrel for the first time, Kim, since 2022, that oil was that expensive. Obviously, I'm sure many of your listeners, people dialing in here this morning, recognize the increase of gasoline at the pump. Obviously, that also is impacting the pocketbooks of consumers. But here we are today getting a little bit of a reprieve. Oil's pulling back ever so slightly, right around $95 a barrel. After, again, Wall Street's trying to recover from this week it had last week with the volatility. Because of that, looking at the markets here, pre-market this morning, stocks are actually rallying as a result of oil falling back to this $95 a barrel level. Dow futures are up here to start Monday morning. To start the week, Kim, 353 points. S&P 500 futures, Kim, up 58 points. And the heavily technology-based NASDAQ index up 263 points. So, again, it seems to be the theme right now between what's taking place overseas, what's taking place with the price of oil, how it's going to impact the economy. There's a lot of things that are kind of topsy-turvy and in flux right now overall. And again, this you know, conflict, the war in Iran, its broader impacts continuing to remain, you know, the central story. A lot of uncertainty, obviously, heading into this past weekend as well. And then, of course, this morning, but looking at the economy, sectors, and what's taking place, overall outperformers last week were, in fact, energy because of the price of oil and utilities. Underperformers last week were financials, the industrial segment of the market, some technology names, and, then, of course, healthcare, Kim. So we'll look forward to hopefully bouncing back this week. Hopefully we can start a positive trend. Good news, we saw the U.S. last night defeat the Dominican Republic 2-1 in the World Baseball Classic. So we'll stay tuned, hopefully, for the game tomorrow night. That's exciting news for the USA. Have a great day, Kim. Look forward to rejoining you on Wednesday morning.
Sounds good. Thanks, Tim.
Pay a visit to Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville, and you'll find in their beautiful showroom a tremendous selection of appliances from refrigerators to outdoor kitchens and grills. And Jarvis has an extensive delivery and servicing area throughout Maryland as well as southern Pennsylvania. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. It's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Bud's at Silver Run. What a great way to celebrate our 17th anniversary. Winner, best fine dining. Winner, best seafood restaurant. Winner, best crab cake. Thank you, Carroll County, for voting Bud's at Silver Run the best in Carroll Magazine's first annual Reader's Choice Awards. Carroll Magazine Reader's Choice Awards, the best of Bud's at Silver Run. For reservations, call 410-346-6816 or visit us online at budsatsilverrun.com.
The Sean Hannity Show.
We have to remember that Trump is the guy who ushered in the era of fake news.
They are the ones that peddled the phony news. The irony of all of it is none of these people have come to the realization yet that legacy media died. And it is dead. It is gone. It is buried.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Right before the break there, you heard Tim Herr mention the Team USA, right? We beat the Dominican Republic. Is that right? I just saw that it flashed by that Gunnar Henderson had a good game. Gunnar Henderson, you know, he's part of the I call him still the newbies, because maybe because he's so young. But then I saw where Jackson Holliday had a surgery on his hand, but he's doing well. He's, like, back at spring training. He's doing good. See, that's my guy right there. Not just because his name is fantastic. Jackson Holliday, what a name. What a name. But I told you guys before, I saw him play in Aberdeen because Olivia School was there to, like, sing the national anthem. He was phenomenal. And I'm like, whose kid is this? Whose kid is this? He was so good. I can't wait for him to have a winning season. I really can't, because he's, you know, and if you ever, like, because I've seen some of his interviews, he just seems like such a down-home, like, good kid. Anyways, enough about that. I did want to talk to you a little bit about Tyler Simmons. I think I mentioned before the break, I've got some sound here just to kind of hear his family. Tyler Simmons is one of the six service members that lost his life. Take a listen.
Tyler's gone. Oh, oh my Jesus. He was truly an amazing man. And to do the job as an air refueler is a special person. You have to be kind of smart to do that. And, you know, he was loving. He loved his dog, Grayson. He loved his family. He's loved his friend, Shayna. You know, he's just that guy, and he would do anything for you.
Tyler's parents remember the exact time uniformed officers showed up at their door that night, 10 o'clock.
When he opened the door, he said, "Oh, no." And I jumped up and ran in there, and they were lined up out on the porch. And I was like... You've got to be kidding me. I'd have loved them people. And they loved him.
So much so, Cheryl says, while he served in security, superiors saw something special in Tyler and invited him to join a new team as a boom operator. He was the one transferring fuel from the Stratotanker aircraft to other military aircraft.
Once he got in the back of that airplane, that was it. He said, "I will retire from this, Mom. I will retire from this." I said, "Well, what about the pilot? You always want to be a pilot." "I'll do that with commercial after I retire from doing this."
Now, instead of looking forward to Tyler becoming a commercial pilot, getting married, having children, she and her husband are preparing to bury their only child.
And it stops. We're done. You know, no children.
Very heartbreaking. Tyler Simmons, one of the six service members that were killed in Iraq, and 28 years old. And, you know, you always just, you look at the families and you put a face with the name, and it is heartbreaking. Again, to our heroes that give the ultimate sacrifice, thank you so much. When we get back, first eye on Annapolis.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says President Trump could delay his upcoming visit to China because of logistical reasons. He told CNBC that the president may choose to stay in Washington to coordinate the war effort in Iran. Much of the country is dealing with severe weather. The upper Midwest is getting 1 to 2 feet of snow, while thunderstorms are rolling across parts of the south. There's flooding on the Hawaiian island of Maui, and tornadoes threaten the Mid-Atlantic region later today. The Department of Homeland Security has had no funding for 1 month now. That's forcing TSA workers and other employees to go without paychecks. Airline CEOs are urging Congress to reach a solution so that transportation workers can get paid. Ukrainian President Zelensky says he's waiting on U.S. and Russia to set the next round of peace talks. This is SRN News.
High five! Up top!
Dave's company just got the 5-year price lock guarantee from Comcast Business.
Yeah!
It's 5 years of gig speed internet, advanced security, and a great rate that won't change. All from the company with 99.9% network reliability.
Heck yeah!
He hasn't given this many high fives since Deborah brought in her famous banana bread.
Yes!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee. Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities.
And it's hurting, but I am not stopping. Woo!
For a limited time, now through March 29th, switch to Comcast Business to lock in your rate for 5 years and get a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Or ask how to get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Don't wait. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. Paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account required. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge excluding taxes and fees.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
8,000 plus showed up in Sarasota last night to watch the O's and Yanks at Ed Smith Stadium, only to be disappointed when the rains came and washed it all away. Birds will host the Red Sox tonight at 6:05. Saturday afternoon, though, was bright and sunny, and Adley Rutschman took full advantage.
And you just have to play.
Oh! Adley Rutschman socks it out to deep right field, and it's going to go off the top of the wall and gone. Ward is in to score, and Rutschman will get the home run. Ben Wagner had the call on Masson. Rutschman's two-run shot, along with the Dylan Beavers' two-run blast, provided the Birds with juice. But the Pirates would prevail in Bradenton, Florida. 8-6 was the final. Ravens news, team officially introducing edge rusher Trey Hendrickson on Friday. The league sack leader and defensive player of the year in 2024, explaining why Baltimore is the right place for him in 2026.
I'm in a win-now window, right? I've been so blessed to meet great people and win a lot of games with Drew Brees and Joe Burrow. But this opportunity to hoist the Lombardi Trophy and build something from the ground up is an amazing opportunity.
Sidebar, linebacker David Ojabo leaves Baltimore from Miami, the 11th Raven to walk out the door. Walking in through the door and right into the field of 68 are the UMBC Retrievers, champions of the America East.
The historic season will continue for the UMBC Retrievers. Dancing on a March Madness for the third time in program history.
Call on ESPN2, UMBC over Vermont, 74-59. DJ Armstrong was the MVP. 9-for-11 from the field, 33 points, a record 7 three-pointers. Here's head coach Jim Ferry after the game.
What a rewarding season that we've had because of these guys, all of these guys. The makeup of this group, the unselfishness, the character. We never had a bad day. Never.
The Retrievers will face Howard in a first four game. Winner gets Michigan and Buffalo on Thursday night. Coming up in 30 minutes, the USA looking for baseball supremacy. And that is Stunt on Sports.
Annapolis is broken. Wes Moore and the Democrats are making it harder to afford the American dream, run a small business, retire, and feel safe. I'm Shirai Youssefi. I'm running for delegate in Harford County because we need fighters in Annapolis who will put Harford County first and not more career politicians. I'm Shirai Youssefi, and as your delegate, I will fight for the Republican values that we share of faith, family, and freedom. Vote Shirai Youssefi for delegate on June 23rd, 2026, and visit YousefiForDelegate.com for more information. Paid for by the committee to elect Shirai Youssefi. Treasurer Andrew Hoybach.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off foggy and misty for your Monday morning, we are weather alert as we're tracking those strong to severe storms, especially as we get into Monday afternoon and Monday evening. Could see damaging wind gusts and tornadoes. Make sure to stay weather aware. Temps are going to be warm today, but then much colder on Tuesday behind the system, and then milder as we head toward the end of the week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, so we're very lucky here at WCBM to have the first eye on Annapolis, because we do need to keep an eye on Annapolis. There's a lot going on in our state house, and of course, you've got the mega majority, the Democrats, that are making so many decisions that affect us in our everyday lives, a lot of which, of course, is hitting everybody's pocket, you know, everybody's wallet. And I'm hoping that means people will vote differently this time around. I don't know if that's going to happen, but let's talk about a couple of those issues. Happy to be joined on the line by Delegate Kathy Shalega, Delegate Ryan Araki. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. I appreciate you guys here with us every Monday at 9:35 a.m. To help us with what's going on there in Annapolis. Obviously, we have a lot affecting our pockets these days, I think, at the pump, and we know why. Everything we're watching in Iran. But at the same time, if you live in the state of Maryland, you're probably paying more for utilities. And right now, we see the Utility Relief Act. Delegate Shalega, if you could explain that for us and let us know what this is going to look like for the average Marylander.
Well, Kim, as usual, Wes Moore is bad at math. And really, because taxpayers pay his BGE bill, he probably has no idea how much it costs today. So the Maryland Freedom Caucus has been railing on these out-of-control BGE and utility bills across the state. It is the number one comment we get. People call our office. They don't know how they're going to pay their bill. So finally, after us, you know, almost lighting ourselves on fire over it, the Democrats bring a bill out to the floor. It's coming tonight at 6 p.m. to the floor. It's roughly 100 pages, Kim, 100 pages. So
ridiculous.
That tells you it's the swamp, right? And it, according to Wes Moore, it's going to save you $12 a month. How do you feel about that?
And listen, 100 pages to tell us 12 bucks a month is what we're going to save on. Is that even a coffee and a donut at Dunkin' these days? I don't even know if that would cover it.
Yeah, I don't. Well, they do have that $6 meal deal. So, you know,
okay.
It's taxed. You couldn't get two of them.
Nice.
But, you know, Kim, it's crazy. Earlier this session, the other bill they passed to try to address the outrageous utility bills was, they said, maybe save you 80 cents a month, maybe 40. So we're up to 1280, high estimate, 1280 a month saving you on your BGE bill. With bills in the $500, $600, $700, you'll barely notice it. So we have a plan. The Freedom Caucus has a plan. You know, we want to cancel Empower immediately. That is an item on your bill that's anywhere between 15 and hundreds of dollars a month, depending on how much your bill is. So right away, we're saving you more money. And Delegate Naraki is on the committee that heard it. He can give you more grisly details about, you know, this feckless $100 100-page bill.
Well, and Doug and Rocky, I want to hear about that. Then also, if you could you explain to us how we got into this deal with Empower to begin with?
Sure. So is more radical environmental policy, and the League of Conservation Voters is kind of losing their mind over this, cutting Empower. And so it's a wealth redistribution program. They charge all of us every month on our bill for this program called Empower. And then what they're doing is helping people put insulation in their house, or, you know, electricity's high and getting more scarce. They want you to replace your gas stove and your gas HVAC system with electric, because they love electric and they hate natural gas. So basically it's a wealth redistribution program, and they keep saying, it'll save you money. It'll save you money. But help remind me, what's the guy on Popeye that would say, like, if you give me a hamburger today, I'll surely pay you for two tomorrow?
Oh, I don't even know.
You don't remember that?
No,
guy?
I don't. That was Wimpy. His name was Wimpy.
Oh, yes. Brian, the producer, knew too.
Wimpy. I'm older than you guys, but, you know, your listeners will remember Wimpy saying, sir, if you give me a hamburger today, I'll certainly pay you for two tomorrow. That's Empower. You know, I'll give you money today, but they're actually putting it on a credit card. So BGE is financing it. They don't mind financing it because, you know what, they're making 8 to 9%, 8 to 9% for this program. So not only are we paying to give people insulation and gas stoves that none of, or electric stoves that none of us are ever going to see, but they're putting it on a credit card, and we're paying 8 to 9% interest on the credit card.
Wow. That's ridiculous. Ryan and Rocky, if you could, Delegate, if you could explain to us, as Doug and Kathy Schlegel was explaining the 100-page bill that's supposed to save us, I think, $12. If you could explain to us, you know, how they came up with this, number one, because I know you're on the committee, but, you know, do you believe this is going to pass? Is this all we're going to get?
Well, first of all, absolutely, it's going to pass. I mean, this is the speakers on the House side and on you know, the Senate side, the Senate president's bill to save, quote unquote, save us money. So it's absolutely going to pass. I had hours and hours and hours last week, Kim, of subcommittee hearings about this bill. Kim, I was reminded during the entire process that it felt a little bit like Nancy Pelosi back in 2010 when she said, you know, we have to just pass the bill so that we can find out what's in it. and that is literally what we were doing last week. Of course, I was reading and digging into it, but many of my colleagues were not. But there's a lot of bad things in this bill. One of them, Kim, that I want to point out to the listeners is we are going to take the Empower program that Delegate Schlegel was just talking about, and we are going to turn that over to a nonprofit to administer, a third-party nonprofit to administer that program. Now, Kim, think about the news here recently and all the nonprofit scandals that we have been having in Maryland. We can't even get a handle upon how much money we're giving to nonprofits in Maryland. It's somewhere between $1 and $2 billion, according to the comptroller. And yet, we're gonna do exactly that with the Empower program, which is a boondoggle to start with. I mean, talk about a terrible idea. And I hope your listeners are okay with maybe getting a Big Mac for the savings, but definitely not upgrading it to a large meal, because you will not cover that with what we're going to roll out here with this plan.
Wow. It's so frustrating. And, you know, you brought up the comptroller there again, Doug and Rocky, and we were looking at all the scathing audits coming out, and we saw the $8.5 million that kind of went out without any oversight. It's like they have no concept of our money there in Annapolis. It's like, it is, to them, it's like this never-ending well of loot, right, of gold coins, right? And they're just spreading them out. I guess, you know, at the end of the day, are there any Democrats that you can tell us about there in the House that will somewhat stand up for us, the constituents? Because I know, as you know, the Republicans, you can only do but so much.
Well, we have Cherie Sample Hughes.
Sorry, Kathy.
She's from Cherie Sample Hughes is from the Eastern Shore. She's from Cambridge, and she, you know, will vote with us. We have, you know, a couple of others here and there that will vote for us, but or not for us, vote for sanity and with us. But by and large, they're told, you know, what to do, and they do it.
Wow. Unbelievable. Well, Doug Inderaki, I also wanted to ask you about your IG bill there in Baltimore County. How's that holding up?
Yeah, so we got it out of the Baltimore County House delegation last week. Admittedly, I was pretty disappointed with the process. So, Kim, I don't know if you kind of followed it in the Senate last week as well, but it stalled out in the Baltimore County Senate delegation with a tie vote. A tie vote does not pass it. So then it came to the House vote, and we ended up having some amendments to the bill that would require the State Inspector General for Education, the office, to pursue a MOU or a Memorandum of Understanding with the Baltimore County Inspector General to allow them to work together on these issues at BCPS, education issues. Look, it's certainly not the outcome that I would have preferred. I would have preferred the legislation that I submitted. It was a much, in my opinion, stronger piece of legislation. But I also did not want to do nothing here in this process. And I felt as if we didn't accept the amendment that we would have done nothing this year. I didn't think that that was an acceptable outcome. I know that that's not what the voters in Baltimore County want. So we moved forward with an amended version of the bill. And Senator Carl Jackson and I are already talking about bringing some other stuff back next year to try to get this, a stronger piece of legislation passed.
Do they ever say why they don't want more transparency? Do they ever make that case?
I just commented back to you.
Did we lose Doug and Rocky there? Doug Schilling, are you with us?
I'm with you.
Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Well,
no, you're good.
No, they never said, Kim, why they wouldn't go with the bill. And frankly, Kim, it's kind of interesting. I don't know if you've been following the BCPS leadership here recently. There's a lot of people leaving at the top of that organization.
Yeah.
And I'll just leave that one there.
Yeah, no, I did notice that, and I've been getting text messages as well from those with the Student Parent Coalition. Real quick, before both of you go, if I could, obviously there was a big discussion about a statewide IG, speaking of Inspector Generals. We did hear about the consulting firm that's there that's also taking a ton of our tax dollars. Do you know if Governor Westmore, I'll start with you, Delegate Shalega, do you know if Governor Westmore realizes that more people would love to see just an Inspector General and not some consulting firm from, I believe it's Boston?
You know, it was an interesting article in the Baltimore Sun, and I just posted up on Twitter for people who missed it, Kathy for MD, and it's scheduled to go up on my Facebook page shortly. So what you're talking about, Kim, is Governor Westmore, again, bad at math, hired an outside company from Boston, because apparently there aren't any accountants or auditors in Maryland. So he hired a Boston company to look around and try to save money and cut costs, quote unquote, of $75 million. $75 million. Now, for all of us, that's a lot of money. More money than we'll make in our lifetime. That's a lot of money. According to the Maryland state budget, at nearly $71 billion, that's literally 0.1%. 0.1%.
Wow.
So he hired a company from Boston. He's paying them to look for 0.1% of, quote, save money and cut costs out of his behemoth $71 billion budget. So, yes, we need an IG. What he's paying this Boston company to find 0.1%, he could pay an IG in the state of Maryland for a couple years. I mean, the Baltimore City, Isabel Cummings, a rock star, and her budget is $2.5 million. She has a whole team of people that routinely find way more than, you know, that amount percentage-wise in the Baltimore City budget. So, again, he's bad at math. He's, you know, 0.1%. Look, a high school economics class could find 0.1%.
Yeah, no, for sure. And we still haven't really gotten a response about whether or not there was possible fraud when it came to the SNAP benefits. So I wonder if the consulting firm will look at that at all. Doug and Ryan Araki, Doug and Kathy Schlega, thank you so much for joining me today. I know you guys got to get on the floor. Real quick before you go, Doug and Araki, is there anything we should be looking out for this week besides all that you mentioned?
Kim, are you there? Sorry, I was losing you again.
No, no, no. I was just wondering if you guys, besides all that we just talked about, is there one other bill that we should be looking out for?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, and Delegate Schlega is going to have a chance to hopefully look at it today. There's a bill that I have with Delegate Vaughn Stewart to, and it's in the House rules right now, to correct the problem with the Maryland Public Information Act request that Mayor Brandon Scott and others are utilizing to not release public records to inspector generals across the state. That is one that is a very important bill that hopefully gets out of House rules today and can help correct this huge problem that we have all across our state right now.
Well, I hope so. Well, Doug and Ryan Araki, Doug and Kathy Schlega from the House Freedom Caucus, First Eye in Annapolis, thank you so much for joining me, and good luck up there today.
Thanks. We need your prayers. Keep them coming.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you. When we get back, if you want to react to the interview, of course you can, 410-WCBM-680. That's 410-922-6680.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Democrats, they voted for the largest tax increase in the history of our country. The largest. And Republicans voted for the largest tax cut in the history of the country. No tax on tips. Overtime, now, yeah, it's up to a certain amount, but it's, I think it's $12,000, whatever the number is. That's a lot of money you're going to put in your pocket if you're a waiter or a service worker. I know, I used to be one. Not like you're making hundreds of thousands of dollars in that industry anyway. And, you know, in Social Security, same thing. No taxes there either. Democrats voted against working men and women, voted for the largest tax increase in history. They voted against the elderly, and they're going to lecture us that they're the party of compassion? No, thank you. That party has been radicalized.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
You know, there's something big Americans keep forgetting about, you know, behind the news cycles, behind the tariff wars, the conflicts, war, ICE raids here at home. Behind all of this, there's an uncomfortable truth that we need to admit. We do have $39 trillion in debt as a country. That is a ticking time bomb. That's over $355,000 per U.S. taxpayer. So I want you to ask yourself, are you truly protected from this pending disaster? If not, you may want to call my friends over at Gold Co. Now, Gold Co., I'm a customer. They're the number one gold and silver company in the business. And thousands of Americans are using Gold Co. to hedge their risk. They want you to be an informed investor. Get their free 2026 Gold and Silver Guide and learn how you can get 10% off in bonus gold or silver while supplies last. Call now, 855-815-GOLD, or just go to HannityGold.com. That's 855-815-G-O-L-D or HannityGold.com.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Hi, Dr. Lairfield here. If fear has kept you from the dentist, the Smile Design Center is the place to go. We have a little purple pill. You'll relax and have little to no memory of your visit. Just a healthy new smile. Call me at the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
Hey, you guys, listen up.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Last year sold out fast. If you missed it, here's your chance. The second annual WCBM Pints and Politics, Thursday, April 23rd from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timonium. I'll be hosting a live, unscripted fireside conversation with a special guest. No script, no spin. Just a straight conversation about what is really happening right now. Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Tickets are just $25 and include light hors d'oeuvres and your WCBM pint glass. Seating is limited. Don't wait. Get your tickets now at WCBM.com, and I will see you there.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. That was Doug and Kathy Shalega, Doug and Ryan and Rocky. And, of course, First Eye on Annapolis, as you heard there, they're talking more about the utility bills and this $100 bill that has come forth that will save you possibly $12. That's right, $12 a month. And I know many people are looking at hundreds upon hundreds of dollars. And it's very unfortunate because a lot of this, as we've talked about before, has to do with this Green Deal that Democrats and the governor has made. And it's unfortunate because we don't even want to be a part of this deal. I'm sure many of you would rather have lower prices when it comes to your electricity bills. And so for some reason, because obviously the lobbyists and those that make the campaign contributions, they're the ones that control what's going on in Annapolis, including your pocket. And I just wanted to mention real quick, because I saw it over the weekend, Senator Bill Ferguson, obviously the president there in Annapolis of the Senate, he has a primary challenger. We talked about this guy, Bobby Le Pen, and he has a pretty big social media following, and there's lots of people on social media. But as I mentioned before, you can't win a campaign strictly on social media. It doesn't work. People have tried it. I've been there, done that. It doesn't work. We even knocked doors, hosted events. We didn't sleep, yet we were on social media also 24/7. We hired a team that was on posting literally 24/7 on our behalf, and we still did not win, obviously, the race. And so I know that he's a little nervous, though, and this is what happens. It's like when they get a primary challenger, then they finally step up to the plate and they finally start doing their job. Well, this happened with Senator Bill Ferguson. Right. So we all know that even 2 weeks ago, BGE was talking about this big project at the Baltimore Peninsula, or on the Baltimore Peninsula. And they have known in Annapolis that this project was coming since 2016. They did absolutely nothing. So Bobby Le Pen, Senator Bill Ferguson's primary challenger, he pointed it out. And what happened? Well, then Senator Bill Ferguson and others got on top of it. And then they hosted this, little press conference, and they talked about how they asked BGE to temporarily hold off on the project. And then BGE made the announcement that they were going to hold off. Seems that they could have done that, previously. It seems if they had, got on top of this in 2016 or beyond, it seems that they would have done more then, too. But of course, it takes a primary challenger to bring that out. Well, I just wanted to mention, there's like this, I guess it's an ice hockey rink there in Baltimore City, in the Patterson Park area. They were set to close. But now Senator Bill Ferguson, he's found your tax dollars, $500,000 to be exact, to make sure that this, rink or this, dome or whatever it is, it's like Mimi's or something it's called, whatever it's called. But anyways, it's in his district, and they've been asking for help for quite some time. And so now suddenly he's found $500,000 to put in for repairs. And now this thing isn't closing. Isn't that interesting? Your tax dollars. I got Tom at Owings Mills. Hey, Tom, I got about a minute here.
Yeah, Kim, I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a new governor today. Westmore ought to be banned in Boston and every other major municipality in the country. If you want to know what's behind all this, research the Global South. Hint, it has to do with global cooling, massive global cooling.
Yeah, okay, so that's what it is, yeah.
I know that doesn't make you happy to think of global cooling.
No, it does not. It does not.
Yes. Everybody will be moving south in the rest of the century.
Yeah, well, not just from the not just from the weather. I would say a lot of people are going to be moving south because, unfortunately, here up north, you've got Democrats that have run every major city into the ground. And Tom, thank you so much.
Yeah, well, that's part of the thing there.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you. Hope you have a great week. When we get back, we're going to talk more about the budget. You most likely heard $71 billion. That is the budget that came from Governor Wes Moore's office that is now advanced out of the Senate committee. What does that mean to you? What does that mean for me? Well, if you can imagine, it doesn't look like we're going to be saving much money, but I wonder if they're going to have to raise taxes and fees. Maybe not this year because it's election cycle year, but possibly 2027. We'll talk about that more coming up next.
This is Gil Kuda, a registered rep with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. My opinions are my own. Please remember that our discussion will be for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen every Sunday afternoon for On the Money with Gil Kuda, where we will review general financial topics like retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security, retirement, and other financial matters. You may contact me at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. Remember, On the Money with Gil Kuda every Sunday at 5. This program is for educational purposes only and not intended to provide investment advice. Consult with your investment advisor before engaging in security transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuda is back every Sunday at 5. I'm looking forward to being back with you to answer your questions every Sunday at 5. Reach me at 410-230-1820. 410-230-1820.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Greg Clydeston in Washington. Much of the country is dealing with or bracing for severe weather.
96 million people from Florida to Maine risk severe storms Monday. Already over the weekend, a broad and erratic patchwork of severe weather rumbling across much of the U.S., dumping heavy snow in the upper Midwest, where snowplow driver Aaron Haas, working the roads of Wisconsin, says he's not seen it this bad in a long time.
I'm looking at a pile in front of my truck right now that is as tall as the hood of my, or as tall as the roof of my truck that I stacked.
National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says winter is sticking around for a while.
There will be a shot of cold air across much of the eastern half of the country for the next few days.
I'm Julie Walker.
In the Middle East, flights at the airport in Dubai have been interrupted several times, including today, because of Iranian drone strikes.
Dubai International Airport is a major transport hub, the busiest in the world for international passengers. It handled about nearly 90 million passengers in 2025 last year. And it's the third time the airport has been affected by an incident like this since the war began. And so it's another hit to this image of safety and stability that the UAE has built, has worked so hard to build amidst this volatile region.
That report from the BBC. The war continues to disrupt oil shipping through the Strait of Hormuz and pushing global energy prices higher. This Atlanta motorist is feeling the impact at the gas pump.
I think they're quite expensive right now, especially for $4.87. That's a lot.
President Trump says he may delay his planned China visit at the end of the month as he pressures Beijing to help reopen the Strait of Hormuz. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-583-0141.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141.
Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
Under pressure from President Trump, Senate Republicans plan to launch a full and robust debate on legislation to impose new proof of citizenship requirements.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune is planning a talkathon on the Senate floor for an indefinite period of time, though it won't officially be the talking filibuster that President Trump has suggested. Republicans plan to hold the floor for days, if not weeks, to pressure Democrats. Thune said on the Senate floor Thursday, quote, "I can guarantee that we are going to put Democrats on the record." The president has said he won't sign any other legislation until this bill, known as the Safeguard American Vote Eligibility or Save America Act, is passed. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
About 3,800 workers at one of the nation's largest meatpacking plants went on strike in Colorado this morning. Union representatives say It's the first strike at a U.S. beef slaughterhouse since the 1980s. Stock prices higher. News and analysis at townhall.com.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the rains came to Sarasota last night during the third inning of the Orioles game against the Yanks, washing that one out, much to the disappointment of the 8,000-plus in attendance. Tyler O'Neill and his return to Baltimore from the WBC had hit a two-run single. Meanwhile, a dream clash last night between the two most talented teams in the WBC. One of them was the DR, that's the Dominican Republic. The other one was the U.S. of A. Turns out it sends a fly ball to right center field. Gunnar Henderson has tied it up. Mark DeRosa pushes the right button, pushing Gunnar Henderson into the lineup. It's about time. Joe Davis had the call on Fox. Gunnar's second homer in only three games. And the U.S. prevails over the DR 2-1 the final, sending them to the WBC final against the winner of Italy and Venezuela tonight. The NCAA unveiled its field of 68 last night, and no surprise here, Duke, Arizona, Michigan, and Florida are the number one seeds. Meanwhile, UMBC back in it for the first time in 8 years.
Armstrong, step back three.
Call on ESPN2, DJ Armstrong was the MVP, 9 of 11 from the field, 33 points, a record 7 three-pointers as the Retrievers beat Vermont 74-59. They'll face Howard in a first four game tomorrow night in Dayton. Coming up in 30 minutes, Trey Hendrickson introduced to Baltimore. And that is Stein on Sports.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Whitstat. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hey, thanks, Kim. It's attorney Rod Whitstat. You know, I've been advertising with you for some time now, but I want your listeners to know that I can help them with many different legal matters. I advertise here because I want to help your listeners with affordable legal representation. Again, when you call me, you get me.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Weather alert for your Monday as we're tracking strong to severe thunderstorms, especially as we get later into the afternoon and evening time. Starting off foggy this morning, so make sure to be aware as you're heading out for low visibilities. Temperatures will be warm today, but then much colder on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday. We were just talking to Doug at Kathy Schlega and Doug at Ryan DeRocky. They were telling us about all the crazy nonsense in Annapolis, the Utility Relief Act. Don't forget, that might save you $12 a month on your electricity bills. I did have a weekend where I did end up, ratioing Governor Wes Moore again. In case you don't know what that means, that when you reply to someone online, and I'm actually going back and forth. I'm trying to figure this out. If you reply to somebody online and your response gets more likes than what they say to begin with, let me go back down here. But he was talking about meeting the moment real quick. He was talking about meeting the moment and how the country always meets the moment. And he's so proud of the country. And I'm proud of the country, too. But I don't consider him one of those people that can step up and meet the moment. But in his post, he also had a video. And in this video, you can see him. He's like in front of the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse site and so many other things. And I thought it was interesting. Here's what he said. He's got a couple of different videos on here. Let me keep going. He posts so often on here. It's crazy. But he said, oh, yes, we meet the moment, and that's what we did at this time. Here it is. Every time our nation has been tested, Maryland has answered the challenge with strength. In this moment, too, we will hold the line and build the kind of future that those who came before us fought for and those who come after us deserve. And so I respond, and I said, you know what? Our nation was tested 2 years ago when a cargo ship crashed into the Key Bridge, which has delayed trade in our region as truckers take a route, adding hours to their travel. However, you have done nothing to get the bridge back up. And then even down in the responses here, there were a lot of people saying, yes, and our utility bills are high. This guy's a terrible governor. Had that been Florida, we would already have the bridge back up. Look, I understand that there's a lot that goes into it. Obviously, the environmental impacts, you got all these regulations and tests that need to be done. I understand that. But the fact that there's no movement, pretty much no movement at all, 2 years later, is ridiculous. We heard from, remember at the time, it was President Joe Biden, Congressman Andy Harris, and the, you know, the Maryland delegation. They had this huge press conference. They said, oh, look, you know, now you got Joe Biden. He's going to send us a check for $61 million to get the ball rolling, to get things started. And at this time, remember, I was running for office, too, against Johnny Osheski. And at this time, I didn't agree with that. If you recall, I did not agree. What I said is I said, look, we were told we had this bipartisan infrastructure bill and we had all this money for infrastructure. And now you take a look at the situation. And now, unfortunately, you're now telling us that we have to stroke another check of $61 million. Because what? Because that money's gone? We were told that money had not been spent. So why are we writing a separate check if this is infrastructure? And so, you know, it is time and time again, but that I just want to tell you about the post he had over the weekend, and he had the nerve to put the Francis Scott Key Bridge video in it, and I'm like, dude, really? Like, who even okayed this? It's still in the water. It's still in the water. There's still pieces that have to be demolished to get it up and out. All right. We're going to get into the budget here in just a second, but I do have a phone call here. I got Joe in Baltimore. Joe, we're talking about what's going on here in Maryland. What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about why gas prices are still so high, why we're still in the rain, why is there more soldiers dying? You know, that's what I want to talk about, Kim.
This is my show. Okay, Joe, so we'll start there. This is my show. We're talking about Governor Westmore and the amount of money being spent in Maryland. Now, if you want to talk about the gas tax, that's part of, you know, what we're spending in Maryland. But there's a lot going on here, Joe, in state that will affect your pockets. Utilities are sky high. We have the highest utility rate in the entire country out of all 50 states.
Okay. So am I supposed to ignore the fact that it's costing me so much more at the gas tank? Am I supposed to ignore the fact that I just learned this weekend that my brother is going over here to fight in this excursion that we don't want to call a war, that we're calling a war, but it's not a war? Why are we over there? If you want to talk about Maryland, that's cool. We can talk about Maryland. But we have, what, we spend $11 billion a week? It's the second week, so we have $22 billion at least. We're talking big numbers. Okay, big numbers.
Well, I'm sorry. Didn't you support the Iran deal with Barack Obama? How much money was that?
Didn't I support the Iran deal?
Yeah, because you called saying that he had fixed the problem. How much money was that?
Every time you pivot to the past, I know you have no defense.
Okay, so now it's not pivoting to the past. You want to talk about Iran? Because I was talking about the state. You want to talk about Iran? We can talk about Iran. So when it comes to the Iran deal and how much money we sent over there under President Barack Obama, you're sitting here complaining right now about the amount of money that we're spending to possibly put an end to the terrorism and the nonsense coming out of Iran. There's actually light at the end of the tunnel. But here with Barack Obama, he sent him how many billions of dollars of our money, your money too, Joe, to basically just say, you know what, let's keep things quiet, even though we know that you're going to take this money and still fund terrorism. That you didn't have a problem with.
I'm not about to sit here and defend Barack Obama's decisions. That's his decision. I don't necessarily agree with everything that he did. But I do know, just a little bit of research, that that wasn't actually our money that we sent over there in cash. But I'm going to let
you... Where do you think Obama got the money?
It was money that was there that they released. That's not our money.
Whoa.
That wasn't our money. But I'm not about to defend that, because that's a straw man that we're not going to go down. I want to talk about why your man wasn't at the dignified transfer of these six soldiers. Instead, he was at a fundraiser. What type of leader is that? He's the commander in chief. He can't show up to the dignified transfer, even if he wants to wear his baseball hat.
He was at a transfer. What was that? Yeah, he was at a transfer about, what was it, a week or 2 weeks ago?
He was, with his baseball hat on.
Oh, I thought you were saying he didn't show up.
He didn't show up to the last one, the other one, with the other six soldiers that died, 13 total dead. He didn't show up to the next one because he was at a fundraiser. That's why he didn't show up. So our soldiers are dying over there in this war, okay? And he's not showing up to the dignified transfer. Instead, he's tweeting about the Oscars, and he's calling it the thing that they're saying, AI, about what's coming out of the news from Iran. They're calling it AI. You blaming AI, my man. Come on, bro. That dignified transfer wasn't AI. The school that they had never taken, had never acknowledged that we bombed, he hasn't even said anything about it. But he's tweeting about the Oscars. He's putting memes on the White House page of, like, some video game crap that, like some teenager put together. Yo, this is war. People are dying. And this is why, okay, if you want to go against the Iranian government, okay. But when you kill children and then you meme about killing, you know, innocent civilians, what does that do to the civilians of Iran? How do they view us as people, as a country? They view us as enemies. And they'll forever be against us. They're never going to quit. They pride themselves on being martyrs. This war will never be over, Kim. And, you know, the worst part about this is I just also learned that Don and Eric are partnering with a drone company in order to fill the gap of the munitions we need, small drones that we need for this war. They're profiting from it right now, you know, and this, I just want somebody to call him out. I'm waiting for you to call him out, Kevin.
I'm waiting for you to call out Governor Wes Moore, Joe. When does that happen?
I will.
Do it right now. Do it right now. He just introduced a $71 billion budget. He actually had more on that. The Senate committee kind of squared it down a little bit. But when are you going to call that out? The ridiculous spending in Annapolis. You live here, Joe.
Yeah, Kevin, I do. Listen. I want to have a balanced conversation with you. I'm being genuine right now. I'm not trying to be, you know, like, I really want to have a balanced conversation with you. But because you talk about Wes Moore and Brandon Scott so much, and you know, Democrats in Maryland, I get that. It's a local show. But you talk about national issues, too. But you leave out so much. And, I can't even rest because my phone blown up because all the crap is going on. When we can have an even conversation, and you do criticize, I give you credit for that. You criticize sometimes, but it's something that is like so blatant. I'm like, come on, Kim, somebody, one of your audience members, call it out. If you do, I promise you, we can call it. We can talk about Westmore, Brandon Scott, and all the crap that's going on in Baltimore all day. Baltimore isn't perfect. There's a lot of stuff going on here, but because your president wants to be the center of attention, and he's putting us in the world, dozens of countries, into a war that we didn't want to be in. With all of this other crap that's going on, it's a clown show on a daily basis. And I'm not about to say, hey, act like it's not happening. So I'm going to call it and I'm going to talk about it.
Joe. Well, there's lots of people calling. We got to give everybody a turn, okay? But when you're ready to talk about what's actually happening here in the state, then call me at that time. I got David in Curtis Bay. Hey, David, wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, Kim. Again, I say this every time I call in, but thank you as always for always fighting a good fight for the little people.
I appreciate that, David. I know you guys got a lot going out there in Curtis Bay, and I know there's a lot of crime, a lot of violence, a lot of drug dealing. And then on top of it, you guys are also feeling, you know, the problems, whether it's at the pump or utility bills as well. So I do. I feel bad for you guys.
Well, the sad reality is everyone in Maryland's feeling it. And what makes me laugh is these news reporters that keep putting these polls out saying that Wes Moore is the favor, you know, for the next election. I don't know how that's possible. That man shouldn't even be a Walmart greeter. I mean, to be honest, and that's saying something bad about Walmart greeters. But,
yeah.
You know, these people, they have no reality of what people spend every day in their lives and how hard people work for things. And if they do, they've lost that sense of reality. There just needs to be more checks and balances across the board. And we need to have, you know, tougher laws and restrictions that when these people don't do their jobs, that they don't get to do 4 years of damage. They have to leave when we tell them to leave. And, you know, there are a lot of things going on in the country right now, but we got so much going on in Maryland. We need to fix the problems here and then worry about the things that we can fix and can't fix in, you know, in other countries and other part of our country. But, yeah, we have a governor that's out of touch with reality. We have a mayor that's out of touch with reality. We have so many politicians that just have no idea what reality really looks like because they live in their gated communities and they don't understand what the dynamics of day-to-day life for a true Marylander is. That's all I really need to say.
Yeah, David, and I appreciate you. You do a lot of your community as well. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great week.
You too. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you. Before we go to break here, Terrell at Owings Mills. Hey, Terrell, you wanted to weigh in?
Oh, yeah. Joe, you did an excellent job, my man, and thanks for telling the daggone truth. Okay, hey, Kim, look. I sit and watch Mark Esper. Do you know who Mark Esper is?
Well, we're not doing Q&A. I got about a minute here.
Okay. Oh, I know. You always rush me off, but you don't do it to Jeffrey and all the rest of those people, but you rush me off. Okay. But anyway, Mark Esper, who was Donald Trump's Secretary of Defense, he was on a crossfire with another Democrat, okay, Mike Panetta. And Mark Esper said that Donald Trump might as well go back to the Iran deal that Obama made. You know, here it is. His Secretary of Defense told Donald Trump, in order for Donald, if you want an escape route, if you want an exit policy for this war that you created, he said, Donald, go back to the Iran deal.
Okay, he's not going back to the Iran deal, and we did not create this war.
You talk about palace of cash, Kim. What about the barrels of oil that he's given to Russia to pay for Russia's war? What about that one, Kim?
Darrell, where are you getting this information?
Wait a minute.
Real quick, before you go, did you want to weigh in on the Utility Bill Act here in the state of Maryland?
Say what now?
Did you want to weigh in on the Utility Bill Act here in the state of Maryland?
Okay, but about the utility, you just mad at Governor Westmore for being the first black governor. That's all.
I am not, Kim. I am not. That's not something that I look at. I never look at skin color. I could care less. Honestly, the fact that he's the first black governor and he's so bad, it's really just bad representation.
Kim, you didn't even mention that this police, that this army officer that just died was black. But Donald Trump can call.
What are you talking about, Tyler Simmons? No. Where we actually went to a video and an interview of his family? Oh, I was supposed to mention he was black. Because that mattered?
Donald Trump called Barack Obama.
All right, Terrell. Just so you guys know, yes, Tyler Simmons is a black guy, or was. He's a hero and made the ultimate sacrifice. But I didn't think it was... Was it necessary to point out that he was black? I didn't even... That didn't really cross my mind. I saw the interview, his family breaking down. I understood the parents and just, you know, how heartbreaking it was to get the knock at 10 o'clock at night. And that's their only child. And the mother talking about now she won't ever get to go to the wedding or to have the grandkids. And that, to me, was impactful. I honestly, it never occurred to me to mention that he was black. You know, there were other service members there that were white. I think there was a Hispanic gentleman as well. Like, that doesn't matter to me. But that's what we're dealing with. All right, we get back. We'll continue this conversation. So much more to talk about as well. Did you know Town Appliance in Owings Mills is the best place for offering anything you want or need in appliances? Their showroom is so big, it's filled with so many different appliances you can only imagine, from basic all you need to high-end technology like Whirlpool, JennAir, KitchenAid, and Maytag for more than 70 brands that they offer. Yes, 70. And my experience with Mayer is absolutely wonderful. So helpful and happy to answer any questions you might have, whether you're browsing or buying. And right now, believe it or not, Town Appliance is having their 47th anniversary event, along with flexible financing options. It's a great time to stop in. So don't forget to check out their website at townappliance.com. And when you're there, look for the banner for their anniversary giveaway. It's a coffee machine, and good luck to you.
Hi, Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution. Tax enforcement and defense strategies have changed a lot over the last year. After nearly 5 years, the IRS has restarted automated collections. You could be next for bank levies and wage garnishments. Ignoring the issue is not an option. Call 443-367-9000 to get protected. You have unfiled returns or can't renew your license? We work directly with the IRS and state so you don't have to. Let us use our proven strategies and experience with the IRS and state to resolve your tax issue. Qualified clients have cut their tax debt by more than 90%. How would that feel? Act now to learn the latest updates to tax relief programs. Your eligibility might not be the same. Strategic Tax Resolution, local, trusted, A-plus rated by the BBB. Call 443-367-9000. Ask for me, Greg Talbot, 443-367-9000. You've got a guy on your side, strategictaxresolution.com. Get relief.
The Rob Carson Show.
The Ayatollah named, well, he didn't because he's dead, but they named his son the next Ayatollah. There's a time when you want to do what your dad did for a living. Your dad was a lawyer. You decide to be a lawyer. You're going to become one of the names on the door. Or maybe you want to be an accountant like your dad. But there are a couple things you don't want to be like your dad. Well, you don't want to be the son. Good luck with that there, Junior.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, I got a lot of you texting in as well. Let's see. Christine says, ask Joe if he would rather have a nuke hit our country or pay higher gas for a bit and stop playing tit for tat on who calls out who. He is very divisive. Love your show. Thank you, Christine. Here's the problem. You know, it's like there really is such thing as Trump derangement syndrome. And I know it sounds crazy, right? It sounds wild. Like, you wouldn't think, like, even President Barack Obama, not a fan whatsoever. Okay? I'm not a fan. I honestly hated a lot of what he did, whether it was Obamacare, whether it was the Iran deal to begin with, or even whether when it comes down to, you know, this whole thing, because it got really divisive. I don't know if you remember, you know, that's kind of when Black Lives Matter formed. You had all this, you know, all the commotion about Trayvon Martin. And no matter how you felt about Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman and how all that went down, I just felt like in that moment, Barack Obama kind of like threw gasoline on the flames. He didn't do anything to calm the storm. It was just like, well, where's the leadership here? And I told you guys, you know, back in 2008, I was a registered Democrat. I voted for President Barack Obama. And then by 2009, I switched parties because I'm looking at the situation. I'm like, here's this guy. He's supposedly, you know, and I read his book even. Here's this guy. He's a great husband by all appearances, right? A great dad by all appearances. Now he can talk about, yes, you know, a black man is in the White House. America is not this racist country. He serves two terms, but he still continues to go on about race. And I think worse than him is his wife, Michelle Obama. I mean, I don't know if you caught any of her podcasts, but she constantly talks about being a black woman in America and how oppressed she is. Well, I'm a black woman in America as well. And I wish that I was as oppressed as Michelle Obama. I wish I had this huge Martha's Vineyard mansion, right? They had the chef. They have this. They have that. You know, all these things. Meanwhile, they went in there with, you know, the average paycheck, middle class, just like I guess, Kamala Harris, right? Come from the middle class family. It's just like, you know, why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? You know, this is 2026. We can look past race. We can look past all these other things. There's much more going on in the world, as we were talking about even today. But this is where we are. This is where we are. Phil in the text line says he was a real American, something that Joe and Terrell are in name only. Oh, we were talking about, yeah, Tyler Simmons. And that, again, I don't know why we would have to mention the race of any of the service members that were killed. Under Joe Biden, I couldn't tell you the race of the 13 service members that were killed at Abbey Gate there in Afghanistan. I don't know what their races were. I don't even remember how many were male or female. They're American heroes. They made the ultimate sacrifice. And you know what's so crazy, too, about it is, like, you've got all these people that are calling in, and they're like, why are we in this war? Why are we doing this? Why are we doing that? But then when you look online, or you look at, you know, just anything that anybody's saying about, you know, those that actually are serving, right? Those that serve. Do you see any of them complaining? They aren't complaining, are they? It's the Joes. It's the Terrells. It's the people that are not serving our country. They're the ones complaining. I would love to hear more from our military members. I would love to hear more from our veterans. I don't see any of them complaining about any of what we see today. For anything, I see more people saying, I can't wait for us to finally end this once and for all. They're saying, President Trump, please don't give up. Don't give in. But those that don't serve our country, they're complaining about it every step of the way. It's a shame. George says, Kim, we are in Iran because 15 days ago, Iran said in 10 days they would have enough enriched uranium to make 10 nuclear bombs. And they just tested an ICBM that will go 7,000 miles. It would hit every major city on the East Coast. Gas is high because Iran is blocking all shipments out of the Gulf region. George from Rosedale. Yeah, George, that's exactly what's going on. And it's not that the callers that call in, it's not that they don't know this. They know this. They just want to spin it in a direction that makes sense for them. Let's see. Angela says, love your show, Kim. I'm a black female and I listen to your show every day because of all the other shows. That's all they do is talk about race, race, race. Sounds like you're just from Maryland and you want to get the bills lowered. At least you do. Let Democrats on your show. I listen to some of the other talk shows. They won't even allow a Republican on. You do give them the time. You know what? Thank you, Angela. I appreciate you. And that's what we try to do here. We try to do so. Unfortunately, we got many Democrats that don't want to come on the show because they want to answer real questions. All right, coming up next, we'll wrap up the conversation on the budget. I guess we got to get started even on the budget.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. President Trump says he may delay his planned China visit as he pressures Beijing to help reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Its closure is pushing global energy prices higher. Fears of a global energy crisis are rising as the war in the Mideast rages on. More U.S.-Israeli strikes hit the Iranian capital today, and Israel again bombarded Lebanon. A severe weather front sweeping across much of the eastern half of the U.S. has dumped heavy snow around the upper Midwest, spawned thunderstorms in the south, and is now threatening several mid-Atlantic states with heavy rain and possible tornadoes. The storm chain brought blizzard conditions yesterday to the upper Midwest. The Department of Homeland Security has gone 1 month without funding. That forces TSA workers and other employees to go without paychecks. Stock prices in positive territory. This is SRN News.
You ever wonder why Verizon charges twice as much as Pure Talk for the same basic service? Think it might have something to do with the fact that Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotion? That's billion with a B? Yeah. Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. That's why they can offer unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a blazing fast 5G network for just $25 a month. Save an additional 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say the words micro. That's #250. Micro.
Did you know GoodRx can help you save on medication, manage prescriptions, and get trusted health information? If you're one of the millions living with a heart condition, check GoodRx for an easier, more affordable way to manage your health. GoodRx offers common heart medications for under $30. Just search for your prescription, find the best price, then show your pharmacist the GoodRx coupon. And it works whether you have insurance or not. To start saving and better manage your heart health, download the free app or visit GoodRx.com today. GoodRx is not insurance but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state funded programs.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. 8,000 plus showed up in Sarasota last night to watch the O's and Yanks at Ed Smith Stadium, only to be disappointed when the rains came and washed it all away. Birds will host the Red Sox tonight at 6:05. Saturday afternoon, though, was bright and sunny, and Adley Rutschman took full advantage.
And you just have to play.
Oh! Adley Rutschman socks it out to deep right field, and it's going to go off the top of the wall and gone. Ward is in to score, and Rutschman will get the home run.
Ben Wagner had the call on Masson. Rutschman's two-run shot, along with the Dylan Beavers' two-run blast, provided the Birds with juice. But the Pirates would prevail in Bradenton, Florida. 8-6 was the final. Ravens news, team officially introducing edge rusher Trey Hendrickson on Friday. The league's sack leader and defensive player of the year in 2024, explaining why Baltimore is the right place for him in 2026.
I'm in a win-now window, right? I've been so blessed to meet great people and win a lot of games with Drew Brees and Joe Burrow. But this opportunity to hoist the Lombardi Trophy and build something from the ground up is an amazing opportunity.
Sidebar, linebacker David Ojabo leaves Baltimore from Miami, the 11th Raven to walk out the door. Walking in through the door and right into the field of 68 are the UMBC Retrievers, champions of the America East.
The historic season will continue for the UMBC Retrievers. Dancing on a March Madness for the third time in program history.
Call on ESPN2, UMBC over Vermont, 74-59. DJ Armstrong was the MVP. 9 for 11 from the field, 33 points, a record 7 three-pointers. Here's head coach Jim Ferry after the game.
What a rewarding season that we've had because of these guys, all of these guys. The makeup of this group, the unselfishness, the character. We never had a bad day. Never.
The Retrievers will face Howard in a first four game. Winner gets Michigan and Buffalo on Thursday night. Coming up in 30 minutes, the USA looking for baseball supremacy. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company that you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer Heating and Air Conditioning, serving Baltimore for 125 years. When you need help fast, they offer same-day service, while some companies are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tuned up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, my guys.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off foggy and misty for your Monday morning, we are weather alert as we're tracking those strong to severe storms, especially as we get into Monday afternoon and Monday evening. Could see damaging wind gusts and tornadoes. Make sure to stay weather aware. Temps are going to be warm today, but then much colder on Tuesday behind the system, and then milder as we head toward the end of the week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
If you owe back taxes, listen carefully to rule number one. Never go up against the IRS alone. They're cracking down, freezing bank accounts, garnishing paychecks, canceling passports. Even your home or business could be at risk. But here's what they don't tell you. The IRS has powerful tax relief programs that could save you thousands if you qualify. That's why smart people call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. Nobody knows these programs like the experts at Optima. Their team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $2 billion in tax debt for people just like you. The IRS is not stopping, so don't wait and don't take them on alone. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-780-3599. 800-780-3599. 800-780-3599.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
File now with TurboTax on Intuit Credit Karma. They'll find every credit and deduction. Or your money back. File in the Credit Karma app.
Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. You know what? I know I got a lot of text messages about some of our calls here today. Trust me, I agree with all of you that it usually is a bunch of people talking about what's going on that have no idea what it's like to serve our country. And, you know, that's why usually, if you guys notice, like even last week we had Chris Burnett on running in CD6 talking about military operations, talking about, you know, his time in the Middle East. I am no expert. I've never served in our military, and I wouldn't sit here and try to pretend like I have. And I guess that's what always gets me. It's just kind of like people, you know, they call in and they're like, well, this is what's happening. And Trump's doing this and Trump's doing that. You have no idea what's going on. You have not a clue what's going on. And like I said, most people that, you know, are watching this that have served, they're excited and happy about what's going on. I got another text here from Keith. He says, Cam, I don't know if you saw it, but Condoleezza Rice made a statement recently about Iran being a problem that needed to be solved. It would have been nice if you could have played that one for Joe and Terrell. Yeah, I saw that too. I saw where Condoleezza Rice was meeting with President Trump. Obviously, I don't know if you guys ever seen them in a conversation together. He is very respectful to Condoleezza. And, you know, it kind of goes against their narrative is that he's so condescending and he hates black women. So, of course, they never talk about that. But, Keith, I appreciate you bringing that up. I wanted to bring up to you guys, though, in case you missed it, Secretary of State Marco Rubio over the weekend, he did announce that there's some great news for people that hate America, like Terrell. Like Joe, if they want to leave, if they want to renounce their U.S. citizenship, well, they can do so for a discounted price. Take a listen.
I've said this repeatedly. I don't know why it's so hard for some to comprehend it, so let me repeat it again. A visa, no one's entitled to a visa. There is no constitutional right to a visa. Okay, a visa is a permission to enter our country as a visitor. If you enter our country as a visitor, and as a visitor in our country, be it a student, a tourist, a journalist, whatever you want to be, and you undertake activities that are against the national interest, the national security of the United States, we will take away your visa. In fact, if we knew you were going to do it, we probably wouldn't have given you your visa.
And so that's how he feels about the visa program. And this is, again, Marco Rubio is a Cuban-American, okay? His parents, his family, they migrated here from Cuba, and he is somebody that respects the legal process. And it is very hard to kind of, you know, understand why there are so many people that do not respect the process that have been through the process, right? And I would say most of the people that have been through the process, if you ever look at some of the things that they talk about, it's like they respect it as well. And they want people to just come in the right way. But right now, just so you guys know, if you want to renounce your U.S. citizenship, the price went from $2,350 to now $450, an 80% reduction. So there you go. If you want to leave America, if you have Trump derangement syndrome, if you're that unhappy with what's going on here in America, there's too much at the pump, even though you were just paying these prices under Joe Biden. But if it's too much now, I can understand that because the utilities are much higher now in Maryland, right? So you're feeling a lot more pain. I can understand it. But just so you know, if you want to leave and renounce your U.S. citizenship, the price has dropped. There's a discount going on. Get it now while it's hot. Leave while it's hot. All right, speaking about the budget, I did want to just get into this really quickly because Maryland Matters has a great article. I do have some sound to play for you. $71 billion budget advances out of the Senate committee there in Annapolis. Take a listen.
Well, the governor's $70 billion budget proposal is moving forward, a Senate committee giving it its stamp of approval. It is now on the way to the full Senate floor. Fox 25's Mackenzie Frost taking a closer look at the proposal and why Republicans aren't happy with it.
Now that the budget plan is moving forward, we're seeing several agencies with restricted funds until they can prove to state leaders that they're addressing some of the concerns uncovered in those repeat audit findings. But looming over all of these budget conversations is the fact that some revenue estimates for various programs and taxes don't always come true, just like we saw earlier this week with the IT tax.
All those in favor of the subcommittee report?
Aye. Friday morning, the Senate Budget and Taxation Committee went through hundreds of pages of agency budgets. Included in the $70 billion plan, lawmakers will tap certain reserve pots of money, including the Strategic Energy Investment Fund, to help close the $1.4 billion budget gap. Plus, trims to several agencies, including a $10 million cut for the judiciary. $750,000 will be withheld from the Department of Human Services budget until reports are published about foster care payments, and $100,000 restricted from the agency until a report is published about the state's pediatric hospital overstay problem.
These are concerns of the respective committee, the subcommittee itself, and that we just want to make sure that we keep close order.
The controversial Development Disabilities Administration cuts are moving forward, just not as much as originally planned.
This is what I would consider best of the worst, if you will, choices.
Another line item is the $124 million in restricted funds to ensure local law enforcement does not continue working formally with the federal immigration enforcement plans. It comes after the emergency legislation was passed banning the formal 287G program in Maryland.
This sort of just backs it up.
Do you foresee those funds actually being restricted?
I hope they aren't. I hope they're doing their job.
All right. So there you have it. The committee restored more than $23 million initially cut by Moore, Westmore, that is. It left in place, however, more than $126 million in cut. So as you heard from Mackenzie Frost there is still a cut going to happen to DDA, right, for disabilities. Now, we were just talking about veterans and those that have served our country. Many of those individuals are utilizing DDA. Again, when it comes to those that have the Trump derangement syndrome, they're not mentioning any of this. Now, the plan repurposes money from the Strategic Energy Investment Fund, as she was saying there, a pot of money set aside for green energy efforts, okay? Also for paying down monthly Empower program surcharges. Now, why would they set aside money for green energy efforts while simultaneously taking money away from those with disabilities? See, this is what I'm talking about. If you guys want to weigh in on this, you can. 410-WCBM680, 410-922-6680. They don't actually care about you, about I, about any of our friends there out there that have disabilities. They don't care about the most vulnerable communities. They don't care about those on a fixed income. They have proven that time and time again. They don't care about any of those people that truly need help in this situation. I mean, we heard Delegate Kathy Shalega mention this morning there are people calling her office saying that they can't get their bills paid. We know all about that. And so this is where the focus is. And I will also say, you know, following Governor Moore, it looks like that he, again, has been stumping for other candidates. And that's another thing. It's like he's so focused on his presidential run, whatever that may be. Could be 2028, could be 2032. I don't know. But it's going to be at some point in time. But he's now, you know, he's all over the place. And I think this is why he picked up that consulting firm in Boston, by the way. Because if you go back, he spoke many times in Boston at many different events for the Democrat Party, obviously for the DNC. And so when they mentioned that the consulting firm was from Boston, I was like, oh, wait a minute. He spends a lot of time up there. He speaks at a lot of engagements in Boston. So did he meet with this consulting group while up there? I mean, we'll never know. But why couldn't he find a consulting group here in the state of Maryland? Right? Why not put that money back into Maryland? You see, this is why this conversation is so important. I believe what's going on in Iran is important as well, but this is extremely important, especially when you know it's a 90-day session. Okay? Now, the Senate plan also made a number of cuts, including $10 million for the state judiciary. The committee also saved $3 million in Medicaid expenses by shifting some renal patients into Medicare. So they took Medicaid and then they shifted some people onto Medicare. It's like they're quite literally, they're just trying. They have like a chessboard in front of them and they're like, all right, let's move this over here. Let's move that. Because they didn't really want to make any cuts. They didn't want to really do anything at all. Now, the committee did cut $2 million from a bio tax credit program, $4.1 million from the information technology budget. If you want to read, this is written very well in Maryland Matters. They have it on their website right now. But, you know, I'm sure this budget is going to pass. And I wouldn't be surprised. I wonder if, you know, what Governor Moore has to say about the $23 million that the Senate committee had cut. He probably doesn't really care. He doesn't really care. Let me go to the phone lines here. I got Doug in Baltimore. Hey, Doug.
Hey, Kim. So I just amazed that the current session that you don't hear anything coming out about anything that helps Maryland residents. I mean, nothing. There's, you know, all it is a shell game of money, and you know, there's, you know, they give you your money back in tax credits that they've already taken from you. So I just find it amazing that, you know, there's nothing that comes out of any session of Maryland in Annapolis. It's just frustrating, and I just can't wait till I can leave the state, like many people. So that's all I have to say.
Doug, I feel your pain.
I don't hear anything coming out of this session that say, oh, yeah, we did this to make your life better. So,
yeah.
Unless you're an illegal alien or you're a criminal. So,
right.
So that's
right.
It.
Right. Yeah. Thank you, Doug. Thank you. Hope you have a great week. That's a great point there. There's nothing that is helpful in this bill. In the budget, nothing helpful. And when we talk about being helpful, think about the Republicans that introduced, you know, bills in Annapolis that are helpful, right? Whether it's about an inspector general, having more transparency, whether it's about, you know, assisting ICE so we don't have all these criminally charged illegal immigrants on our streets. Those are the bills that Republicans are trying to put forth. But, you know, at the same time, they're also trying to fend off the crazy nonsense bills that they do have going on there in Annapolis. And don't forget, you still have that, that delegate from Prince George's County. His name is not the easiest name to remember or say. But he's a guy that's actually running. He's in the primary, actually, the Democrat primary for Steny Hoyer's congressional seat. He's like one of 26 or something like that in District 5. But he's a guy that pushed forth the bill that says if you worked under President Trump's ICE, you cannot be a police officer in Maryland afterwards. Which is so ridiculous, right? I mean, talk about not helping us. We already are down police officers in general. So you're telling us that because they worked for ICE with Trump, they should not contribute to public safety whatsoever? They're somehow, you know, tainted by what? Meanwhile, think about all the ICE agents that work under Trump that also worked under Biden, that also worked under Barack Obama. I mean, even what you saw in Minneapolis, you'll hear, like, some of the people that were involved, whether it was Renee Good, Alex Preddy, or all the nonsense, you'll hear they're like, oh, they were a 9-year veteran or a 13-year veteran. Or like, it's like, so wait a minute. So what are you saying exactly? The ones that signed up under President Trump? Why are we doing this? And meanwhile, he's trying to make it sound like, because they love to throw around like the terms like Nazi and white supremacist, things like that, which I would think throwing terms like Nazi around like that, is that not disrespectful for the Jewish community? I mean, like, you know, a Jewish person, do you look at an ICE agent as a Nazi? I wouldn't think so. I wouldn't think there's a comparison there. But they do it all the time. They do it all the time. But they are acting as though that all of these ICE agents are white. Meanwhile, President Trump, Kristi Noem, the former secretary, everyone has pointed out, and I can tell you too, because of my brother, they have pointed out that ICE agents, for the most part, they're minorities. The majority are minorities because they have to be able to speak a certain amount of Spanish. So this whole thing that these are like some, you know, white supremacist, it's just baloney. It's BS. Anyways, Doug, great point there. There's nothing in this budget that says, you know, it's going to help out. I did notice something over the weekend. And you guys probably already knew this. I'm probably behind. I'm probably behind in all of this. And that is, I did not know Heather Mazur. Did you guys know Heather Mazur, who ran against Congressman Andy Harris there in the Eastern Shore, in the first district there? I didn't realize that she was Speaker Penny Melnick's comms director. Did anybody else know this? I didn't know this. So I'm looking at things, you know, about Annapolis online over the weekend, and I'm looking at all these things and some pictures of, like, different events and things going on. And then I notice I see Heather Mazur, and I'm like, what is she doing there? She's not a delegate or a state senator. And then I saw that she's Penny Melnick's comms director. See, it's like a merry-go-round up there in Annapolis for these people, by the way. You know, it's like, so she didn't win against Andy Harris, so let's go ahead and give her the comms director position at, you know, with Penny Melnick. And I don't know her background. It is what it is. And it doesn't take a ton to be a comms director, if we're being honest. Okay. If we're being honest. And so I don't know. I thought that was interesting. So she's still right there in the thick of things. And, you know, I heard previously in an interview she did with the NPR. And I remember listening to it. And she's like, you know, we really got to do more at going across the aisle. You know, we got to stop all the polarization. We got to do this. We got to do that. And of course, then in that same interview, she's talking about giving out signs, Republicans for Mazur or something like that. I thought you didn't want to be divisive. Republicans from Missouri? Why can't you just hand them a Heather Mazur sign? What's the problem? You want them to tell everybody they're Republicans. I see. Doesn't sound like unity to me. All right, we get back. We'll wrap up this conversation. I do want to get to the question of the day and then also give you the update with the Tyler Robinson trial. Of course, Charlie Kirk's alleged assassin. I recommend AES Builders and Home Improvement because they truly care about the people they serve. From the first conversation to the final walkthrough, Shauna and Steven, the owners, now being almost 2 years, have majestically continued Shauna's dad, Tim Munson's, love and passion for helping to create your needs and your dreams. Their craftsmanship, attention to detail, and commitment is doing it right, and that is why families have trusted AES since 1989. And that's why I do too. You know, the AES motto is still the same. When they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. Call AES Builders at 410-574-4400, or you can visit aeshome.us.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down
right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k x-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations. You've done a great job of saving. Now call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
Hi, Dr. Lairfield here. If you're dealing with missing teeth or loose dentures, we can help at the Smile Design Center. You'll walk out feeling confident, comfortable, and looking great. Call me at the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
Stay connected and informed with the latest news at the top of every hour. Then talk about it.
Wouldn't you like a little excitement for a change?
On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And WCBM.com. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right. I want to update you guys here. I know there hasn't been a ton of chatter. Well, I take that back. We were supposed to be learning more about Charlie Kirk's assassination from the investigator, Candace Owens. Remember, she was investigating very deeply, and yet we found out nothing. And then she turned her attention to Erica Kirk because, you know, Erica Kirk was somehow involved in all of this, according to Candace, and she did this, you know, the whole thing, Bride of Charlie. I was wondering, did anybody learn anything? Because I know we got a caller one day that said, oh, we should wait and watch it and see what we learned. I was wondering if anybody learned anything after watching this series, The Bride of Charlie, with Erica Kirk. The last thing I saw with Erica Kirk is she was appointed to a board, and she was the president's guest at the State of the Union address. So her life's not going too bad, I would say. Considering the fact that, you know, she's got all these attacks on her, number one. But number two, here she is trying to grieve and get through the fact that she lost the love of her life and the father of her children. But yet, you know, attacking a widow apparently has been on the menu lately. Well, I just wanted to note to you guys that cameras will be allowed in the courtroom for the Tyler Robinson case. If you recall, his attorneys were trying to get the ruling in which there were no cameras and no public access to the documents. And so the judge has ruled against both. You can there will be cameras and there will be public access to the documents and everything on file with this trial. So again, Tyler Robinson on trial, and I'm sure the trial. I got to get the start date because I know there were appeals and everything going back and forth for the assassination of Charlie Kirk. And last time I checked, they don't have any other suspect. It doesn't seem to me that they have any other suspect. And believe it or not, Tyler's parents said Tyler did it. So I don't know much more you can get out of this. I mean, I don't know. I never seen a parents that come forth and say, yeah, no, it was definitely my kid, unless, you know, it was in fact their child. Otherwise, they would be screaming from the rooftops and they would be marching in the streets and trying to get with President Trump or doing anything possible. Because remember, the parents are MAGA, trying to do anything possible to make sure that their son gets off scot-free. But that hasn't happened. It hasn't happened. Why? Because according to the FBI and everybody involved with this trial, it's Tyler Robinson. Not Erica Kirk, not a cult of bees, not a bunch of people in maroon shirts, not a bunch of people on Egyptian planes, not Mitch from Fort Hakucha, whatever Fort Haruka, whatever he's from. It's not any of this stuff that's going on and the nonsense online. But here we are. So I wanted to give you that update. Also, the question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. I will get to coming up next why this is important. Would you leave a job that prohibited you from wearing a MAGA hat? Now, you might not be MAGA. Perhaps it's a hat that, you know, maybe it's Joe Biden. Maybe it's Kamala Harris. Maybe it's just something with, you know, political speak on it. Maybe that. Would you leave your job if they prohibited you from wearing a MAGA hat, yes or no? I just want to get your feedback on that, because this kind of happened in Pennsylvania. Like I mentioned earlier, in 2026, I don't know, I didn't think we were still canceling people for the MAGA hat, but apparently we are. And it happened in Pennsylvania with a bus driver. Now, this bus driver, kind of connected to home here, is a former Baltimore County police officer. Well, we'll get into the details, and Senator Doug Mastriano is on top of that one. Also, I did want to talk about the Perry Hall fight video that went viral. I received so many emails and text messages with this fight. And like I mentioned earlier, it's again, minors, children fighting. Well, one of them actually got stabbed in this fight. Now, I don't know what's going to happen. As Sean Casey mentioned, didn't hear a whole lot about charges. But we'll talk about that. Then also the juvenile link up in D.C., similar to the one in White Marsh.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Hey, you guys, listen up.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Last year sold out fast. If you missed it, here's your chance. The second annual WCBM Pints and Politics, Thursday, April 23rd from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timonium. I'll be hosting a live, unscripted fireside conversation with a special guest. No script, no spin. Just a straight conversation about what is really happening right now. Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Tickets are just $25 and include light hors d'oeuvres and your WCBM pint glass. Seating is limited. Don't wait. Get your tickets now at WCBM.com, and I will see you there.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. President Trump may postpone his long-anticipated trip to China later this month.
President looks forward to visiting China. The dates may be moved. As commander-in-chief, it's his number one priority right now to ensure the continued success of this operation, Epic Fury. So we'll keep you posted on the dates as soon as we can.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt. Israel is reporting damage in central areas after Iran launched more missiles today. Iranian drones also caused flight disruptions at Dubai International Airport. On the war front, Admiral Brad Cooper, who commands U.S. Central Command, says the military is focused on Iran's threats to freighters carrying oil and natural gas in and around the Strait of Hormuz.
Through a combination of air, land, and maritime capabilities, we have successfully destroyed over 100 Iranian naval vessels, and we aren't done. We will continue to rapidly deplete Iran's ability to threaten freedom of navigation in and around the Strait of Hormuz.
The closure of that strait has triggered higher energy prices. AAA says today's national average for gasoline is $3.71 a gallon. Lots of extreme weather hitting the U.S., says National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley.
There are about 7.8 million people under blizzard warning. We have another 217,000 under winter storm warnings. There's high wind warnings affecting 7 million people. There is a tornado watch affecting 5.5 million. Severe thunderstorm watch is affecting 6.5 million.
Airline CEOs are urging Congress to reach a solution so transportation workers can get paid. The Department of Homeland Security has had no funding now for 1 month. Stocks are trading in positive territory in early trading today, up more than 1%. The NASDAQ ahead by 280. More at townhall.com.
Health insurance rates are surging in America, leaving millions without affordable options. If you're sick of having paychecks eaten up by healthcare costs or dealing with mega corporations, then listen to this. Christians don't need to waste money on a broken system. That's why I want to tell you about Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's an alternative to traditional health insurance at half the cost. With CHM, fellow believers contribute monthly to help pay each other's medical bills. skills. There's no enrollment period, so you can join anytime. And you aren't restricted to provider networks, so you choose the doctors and hospitals you want. It's that simple. CHM is not insurance. It's a ministry that puts faith into action. Feel the difference of financial support and biblical care from fellow believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
We're learning more about the six U.S. service members who died in last week's air crash over Iraq. Here's correspondent Julie Walker.
The U.S. military identifying the six service members who died last week when their refueling plane crashed in western Iraq. They were tied to the National Guard and Air Force units in Alabama, Florida, and Ohio. Sergeant Ashley Pruitt from Kentucky was a mom of two. Major Alex Klinner from Alabama had seven-month-old twins and a two-year-old. Captain Ariana Savino was a pilot from Washington State. Captain Seth Koval was from Indiana. Captain Curtis Danks and Sergeant Tyler Simmons were both from Ohio. U.S. Central Command has said the crash happened while in friendly airspace. The other plane landed safely. An investigation is underway. I'm Julie Walker.
Wall Street again. The Dow ahead by 465 points. That's an increase of 1%. News and analysis, townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the rains came to Sarasota last night during the third inning of the Orioles game against the Yanks, washing that one out, much to the disappointment of the 8,000-plus in attendance. Tyler O'Neill, in his return to Baltimore from the WBC, had hit a two-run single. Meanwhile, a dream clash last night between the two most talented teams in the WBC. One of them was the DR, that's the Dominican Republic. The other one was the U.S. of A. Turns out it sends a fly ball to right center field. Gunnar Henderson has tied it up. Mark DeRosa pushes the right button, pushing Gunnar Henderson into the lineup. It's about time. Joe Davis had the call on Fox. Gunnar's second homer in only three games. And the U.S. prevails over the DR 2-1 the final, sending them to the WBC final against the winner of Italy and Venezuela tonight. The NCAA unveiled its field of 68 last night, and no surprise here, Duke, Arizona, Michigan, and Florida are the number one seeds. Meanwhile, UMBC back in it for the first time in 8 years.
Armstrong, step back three.
On ESPN2, DJ Armstrong was the MVP, 9 of 11 from the field, 33 points, a record 7 3-pointers as the Retrievers beat Vermont 74-59. They'll face Howard in a first 4-game tomorrow night in Dayton. Coming up in 30 minutes, Trey Hendrickson introduced to Baltimore. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're going to be in weather alert mode throughout the afternoon as strong to severe thunderstorms roll in, especially later in the day and into the evening time. Damaging wind gusts and multiple tornadoes will be possible, so make sure to stay weather aware. Cold and windy on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com.
This hour is brought to you by Timcal Heating and Cooling, trusted local experts keeping your home comfortable year-round.
Kim Plasek Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday. Don't forget, severe storms likely, tornadoes, damaging winds, all in the region. So if you're here, I guess they're saying get your stuff done early and get off the road is basically what they're saying. But they're going to have a tornado watch, it looks like, until 7 p.m. now, which is, again, very scary. And I saw where BGE is actually putting more people out there just in case people lose power. That's what I said on the live this morning. That's the scariest part about it is when people lose power. And as many of you guys know, and it's some of you that even listen to the show, if you're on oxygen, if you're on anything where you absolutely need power, of course, it can be a very frightening situation. So let's pray that that does not happen. And, of course, like many people have mentioned, a lot of the local school districts are letting kids out early. I have a child in Baltimore County, so she'll be let out 3 hours early. And I know I talk a lot on this show about Olivia and just all the work we put in with tutors and everything else. So we really don't want her missing any more school. Okay, we had the snow days. I guess you could call them the ice days. We don't want to see this anymore, but I understand. I do understand. Speaking of schools, I received multiple text messages, a lot of emails about what happened apparently at the Perry Hall High School. There was a fight there. And you know what? Look, I almost forgot. If you just joined the show, where the heck have you been? Look, where are my banners? Why did I forget all about that? I apologize. Just so you guys know, we did talk about the latest out of Iran, and we did already talk about the budget, how it advances out in the Senate committee there in Annapolis. And we spoke to Delegate Ryan Iraqi and Delegate Kathy Schlage on the line as well. But I did want to talk about this Perry Hall fight video. Now, when I first saw the video, of course, it was a text message sent to me by, well, you know, a parent. And I said, okay, this is probably going to go viral. And this is going to be out there. And this is going to be discussed. And wouldn't you know it, I've got some sound here from Fox 45. Take a listen.
Turning down to that fight near Perry Hall High School, I spoke with one parent who says she pulled her kids out of that school because she says it isn't safe.
At Perry Hall High School Saturday.
There's so much bullying going on.
Reaction from a concerned parent about a viral video showing a Friday morning fight off campus that led to a student being stabbed. Take a look here as what started as a fight between two teens quickly turns into several jumping in. Seconds later, you can hear someone say, someone's been stabbed.
I just think it's absolutely ridiculous that there are so many fights going on and the violence that's going on in all the schools, high school, middle school, even elementary schools.
This mother wanting to remain anonymous on what she calls a life-changing decision.
My son went here. I pulled him out to homeschool him. That was probably the best decision I've ever made.
I'm fighting to hold these children accountable.
Darren Badillo, candidate for Baltimore County School Board District 6, reacting to what he calls the latest incident of violence at a Baltimore County school.
That's a problem. We have children bringing weapons to school. I would love to encourage the leaders to let's put things in place to hold children accountable and let's remove these children that cannot survive are not thriving in a school setting.
According to the school's administration, appropriate disciplinary action will be pursued for those involved. Although county police is investigating, no word of any arrest.
It's sad when you send your children to school in the morning and we don't know if they're going to come home.
A sentiment shared by this mom who's already made the decision to keep her son safe the best way she could.
The fights, absolutely. The fights. And one thing just leads to another. But yeah, I mean, that's all. We just got to do better.
Now imagine, if you will, you pay taxes just like everyone else. And now you have to pull your kid out of school because of all the fighting that's going on. See, once upon a time, there were adults in the room. And teachers, administrators, they can do something about the kids that are constantly fighting, bullying other kids. Why can't we do anything about it? Look, as you heard there, Darren Badia was speaking to Fox News, and we've had him on the show since his announcement to run for school board there in Baltimore County. And he's right. I mean, this is ridiculous. But this is, again, because of other laws on the books, thanks to our Democrat majority in Annapolis. And many people have pointed this out. And I can also go back to Barack Obama. Barack Obama, if you remember, he had the conversation. The DNC, they were talking about this when he was in office. They were talking about how, I don't know why it is, but it seems that black boys, they're the ones that are being suspended and expelled and, you know, punished the most in schools. And so we got to do something about that. So what did they decide to do? To just not punish anyone. Because at the end of the day, you know, whether the stats are to your liking or not, at the end of the day, what they were finding is, yes, there were more black boys being expelled over behavior in school. What do you want us to do about that? You want us to just say, oh, well, you know, let's just make sure we don't hold any of them accountable because, God forbid, because they're black. Meanwhile, they don't learn a lesson, right? The rehab doesn't actually take place. And yet here we are ignoring this. And this is what also gets me, right? And we talked about this last week. They always talk, oh, Governor Westmore, he's the first black governor. You know, VP Kamala Harris, she's the first black VP. You know, Ketanji Brown Jackson, she's the first female black, you know, Supreme Court justice. Blah, 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 blah. You know, they want to point out race and all those other occasions. But God forbid it's something negative. Then how dare you point to the race? How dare you? Now, in this situation, I don't even know what color these kids are. But unfortunately, because of the laws now on the books, and none of this even matters, but because of the laws now on the books, they can't hold those kids really accountable. So as I was looking through this, because I was waiting to see the update on the charges, don't see them. Not sure if you guys see it. Don't see it on my end. Of course, there's many people weighing in. If you want to weigh in, you can. 410-WCBM680, 410-922-6680. And real quick, this really hurts the kids that are being bullied. It really hurts the kids that are having a hard time in this type of environment. Not everybody's so tough. Not everybody can just let these things roll off their back. Not everybody can, you know, sustain this kind of, you know, whether it's a social media video, it's going viral. Not everybody can say, you know what, life goes on. Not everybody can do that. Especially kids. We talked about even at the beginning of last week, the 12-year-old girl in Georgia. Remember she finally stood up to the bullies there as they were getting off the school bus? And they ended up knocking her down where she hit her head and she died. 12 years old, standing up to her bully. She died. There was another case, I believe it was Los Angeles, that I also saw last week. A young girl was helping out her friend, and she was standing up to the bully for her friend. The bully ended up throwing a metal water bottle, like one of those Stanleys, hit her in the back of the head. A week later, she died. Brain hemorrhage from the metal Stanley hitting her in the head. She was in the hospital, died a week later. And again, very young. I think she was like 14 years old. This is out of control. This is out of control. And we still have the busing situation. Don't forget about that. We still have the busing situation. And unfortunately, with the busing situation, you've got kids that are coming in from, you know, other neighborhoods or those that have not been, you know, so desirable at maybe at their city school. And they're busing them over to Baltimore County or other surrounding counties. And what do you think happens when they kind of mix and mingle those two dynamics? You got the suburban kid walking down the street that's, you know, happy at home, going to school, might have a two-parent household, right? He's got the latest, you know, sneakers on. He's got he looks real nice. He's never missing lunch. His mom packs his lunch every day. You know, she's a great mom. And, you know, these kids that come from this other social dynamic, they prey on kids like that. They prey on them. And this isn't brand new. We all know this. We've all been in school. Either we dealt with it ourselves, or we've seen it, or we have kids that went through it. Why are we doing this? If the kid is a problem, take them out of school and put them on virtual learning. If their parents can't get them on virtual learning, then guess what? The state needs to step in and hold the parent accountable. This shouldn't be on the sweet little suburban kid or somebody else's child because they can't get their act together. That's what it comes down to. I'm glad Darren Badillo is running for school board. I hope that he's successful in this race. If you want to reach out to him, please reach out to him and find out how you can volunteer or help him out. There are many people on the Baldwin County School Board, believe it or not, that do have common sense. But this is why also our Annapolis seats are so important. So when we have them on the show, and they're running for delegate, they're running for state senator, that's why I always say, if you could just, you know, pick a candidate, any of them, you like what they said here on the show, please pick them, reach out to them, find out how you can help them in any possible way. If you can't knock doors, maybe you can phone bank. If you can't phone bank, maybe you can send them a little donation so they can get mailers out there. And mailers cost a lot of money. We have got to change what's going on in Annapolis. Yes, the school board is also very important, but the school board, a lot of times, they're following the laws that Annapolis sets. It's frustrating. There was a comment on this video that went viral out of Perry Hall. It says, looks like a city school. This area was a good place to live about 30 to 40 years ago, but with the government social engineering, they have ruined another neighborhood. That's another piece of this. And people, you know, they don't want to talk about it. They think it's also so bad. But that's another piece of this. You know, of course, not everybody that uses Section 8, of course, not everybody that uses the vouchers are bad people. Okay, I have to preface that. I know I shouldn't have to, but I have to do that. Because a lot of people will, you know, flip my words and say, oh, well, Kim's racist or Kim thinks, well, you know, everybody on Section 8 is a bad person. That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. But it is very clear we have seen it. We have seen it. Where you move an abundance of those vouchers in, and now you got the law in the books where landlords, they can't make decisions for themselves, right? Now they have to take the voucher recipient over the renter that's going to pay cash. That's a law in the books. We don't have landlord rights here. We've got renter rights. And so it's unfortunate, but you've got now the situation, those that know how to take advantage of the system, they get in there, they get their, you know, they get placed first in some of these neighborhoods, and maybe they have good intentions. Maybe they think, oh, this is a fresh start. We're going to send little Timmy to school, and Timmy's going to do great, and he's going to assimilate. No. No. And many times it doesn't happen. That's why Towson looks like it does. That's why Middle River looks like it does. Just so you, hey, look, and I'm not forgetting Essex. That's why Essex looks like it does. Call me and complain about it. I dare you. I dare you. There's so many neighborhoods. Right now, Cockeysville don't even look the same. And people are living in million to half million dollar homes. With a bunch of just craziness going on down the street. That whole thing, move to opportunity, flip it the bird. There's been studies on top of studies. This is, you know, the crew that always follows the science and the studies, right? The data. There's been studies on top of studies that show that it does not work, especially when it's in abundance. They do not want to assimilate, many of them. And it should be a situation where a landlord should be able to interview the recipient and they should be able to choose whether or not they go with the voucher recipient or they don't. It should be up to the landlord to decide, not the state. And then some of these slumlords don't even live here. They're in New York or New Jersey. This is a mess. It's a disaster. And while you're paying out the wahoo for taxes, right? Your utility fees, everything. You're paying more, getting less. This is why people are leaving. I don't blame them. I don't blame them. People that can afford to move, I don't blame you. Those that generate revenue in the state are leaving in droves. And then they're bringing in some of the legal immigrants, and then they want to say, well, our population is not declining too much. Look, there's more people coming in. Yeah, it's those that are trying to live off of your dollar, your dime. I'll also note this before we go to break, if I could. I don't eat out a ton anymore. You guys know I'm at 75. This is day 75 without any wine or alcohol, by the way. I'm very proud of myself. But I don't eat out a ton anymore because, of course, you know, I get in there and it's like sometimes I do want a glass of wine with my steak or, you know, what have you. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm not going to put myself in that situation. But I took Olivia out to dinner this weekend because she was so bored in the house on Saturday because, you know, I spent the whole day painting. So I told her I would take her out to dinner. So we go out to dinner. And I'm not going to say where we went. It's a very nice restaurant that we absolutely love. And I still love it, no matter what. But the prices are very high. They are very high. The prices are much more high than they were just a year ago. And when you listen and talk to some of these people that either own the place or their general managers, they will tell you they are passing on to the consumer, to those that are dining in their restaurants, they are passing over the amount of money they're spending on utilities. The amount of money they're spending to keep that place open 7 days a week, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., they are passing it on in the check. They are raising the price of their meals because they cannot take it on. You think it costs a lot to heat your house? You think your electricity bill is high? Think about a restaurant real quick. Think about a family-owned restaurant. So this is affecting, again, everybody in every industry. When we get back, I'll go to the phone lines here. We'll continue this conversation.
I'm Boomer Esiason. My mom died from cancer. She was only 37 years old. She didn't have life insurance, and that was devastating for my family. That's why having life insurance is so important to me. Ethos makes it fast and easy. Get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with no medical exam.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Ah, the most beautiful time of year is upon us. Tax season. And Tax Slayer is here to help you file. We guarantee 100% accuracy and your maximum refund. Those are some good numbers. And you can trust me, because I'm a talking calculator. Did I mention Tax Slayer even has support from real U.S.-based humans if you have any questions along the way? Beat the rush and start for free today. Tax Slayer. File fearlessly.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Wittstedt. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is attorney Rod Wittstedt. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
Previously on Casey and Company.
Governor Warren saying that he does not answer to the Democrat Party. He basically says he doesn't answer to the Democrat.
I don't answer party bosses. I answer to the only people who made me the governor of Maryland, which is the people of Maryland.
He said that with a straight face. He is doing the bidding of Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck U. Schumer on the redistricting, trying to eliminate Republican representation here with Andy Harris's seat.
Start your morning with Maryland's Wake Up Call. Casey and Company, weekday mornings at 6 on Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
All right, we're just talking about the problems in the county schools, public schools, and then, of course, I was just mentioning how the prices are much higher. Because I had to look at my bill. I had to do, like, a double take. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm not drinking any wine. I look at my bill, I'm like, wait a minute, what? And it's just myself and Olivia. Imagine myself and Olivia, who gets the kids' chicken tenders. And the bill was like double. I was like, wow. I mean, what's going on here? Of course, you know, and I try to always tip very well because I understand I used to be a server myself and I understand how tough it is to be a server. You know, so I'm not really worried about that part. And I'm not really worried too much about the bill part. What I'm worried about are the restaurants, the retail shops, just every single business on whether or not they're going to be able to survive. Because, you know, of course, I'm hoping that voters wake up and they do not vote for Governor Wes Moore, you know, here in November. But at the same time, we still have the Democrat supermajority in Annapolis, right? It's still there. It's still there. And they do not care. And they come up with all these crazy bills that just do not help us, as Doug pointed out when he called in. I got Joe in Hanover, Pennsylvania, former Anne Arundel County teacher. Joe, what can you tell us?
Good morning, and I really appreciate your show. I've listened, although I don't live in Maryland, I do listen to CBM. I started teaching in 91. I taught 30 years. I taught in two different Anne Arundel County high schools. I remember when I was a kid, if you got expelled, expulsion doesn't exist. They just take one kid from one school and put him in another. And, you know, it just they just get passed around.
Do you remember when that all started, by chance?
Well, it was, I don't know exactly, but, you know, I started in 91, and there were several cases of you know, it took me a year or two to figure out. If I got a new kid in the middle of a term, it wasn't necessarily because they just moved into town. You know, a colleague had a student take a swipe at him and found out that from a friend that taught at the school they came from, that's where they came from. So two teachers were friends, and the student was, I don't know if I can name schools here or not, but they were a student at one school took a swipe at a teacher and then got placed at the school where I was, the teacher next door, and then through conversations, they discovered that the student that was placed was removed from that school because of a violent act and not necessarily because of an academic transfer.
Wow.
Yeah, well, the second school I taught was in a, we'll just say, more affluent area, and figure that out. And, you know, the chaos was less. However, you know, there were still things that, you know, kids doing stuff with phones and airdropping, you know, crude things. And, you know, it just never ends.
Yeah, well, so, I mean, here's another question for you, Joe, and you might not know the answer to this. Is it because of the laws on the books? Is that the reason why? Because, I mean, I look at people running for school board, and I just wonder if a school board representative can actually change what's going on as far as the behavior.
Right. Well, unfortunately, I haven't lived in Maryland for a few years. I left I retired in 2021 and moved out in 2021. And unfortunately, I didn't pay a whole lot. I was just focused on, you know, doing my job and getting kids, you know, teaching kids. I did teach physics. I was fortunate to have kids that pretty much chose to be there. In terms of the laws, I can't quote the laws. I don't know what the laws really are, but unfortunately, they tend to hamstring those who wish to make changes.
Well, Joe, I appreciate you calling in, especially from PA. When we get back, we'll continue this conversation. It's so much more to discuss.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Severe weather is hitting several regions of the country. Folks in the upper Midwest are dealing with 1 to 2 feet of snow. The National Weather Service is warning about the threat of severe thunderstorms, as well as damaging winds and likely tornadoes along the East Coast, particularly from Maryland to South Carolina. About 3,000 flights have been canceled today. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says President Trump could delay his upcoming visit to China because of logistical reasons. He told CNBC the president may choose to stay in Washington to coordinate the war effort in Iran. Airline CEOs are urging Congress to reach a solution so that transportation workers can get paid. The Department of Homeland Security has had no funding for 1 month now. Green arrows on Wall Street at this hour. Stocks are up more than 1%. This is SRN News.
Glenn Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have teamed up to give Baltimore complete coverage for all your transmission needs. Two trusted shops, each serving the community for over a half a century. Now working together so you can choose the best no matter where you are. If you need a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, turn to Glenn Burney Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. Both offer the same courteous, professional, expert service Baltimore has counted on for generations. Free area towing and financing are available. Call Glenn Burney Transmissions at 888-299-0557 or visit gbt-online.com. or call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or visit JimJenningsTransmissions.com. Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, Baltimore's most dependable team. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
8,000 plus showed up in Sarasota last night to watch the O's and Yanks at Ed Smith Stadium, only to be disappointed when the rains came and washed it all away. Birds will host the Red Sox tonight at 6:05. Saturday afternoon, though, was bright and sunny, and Adley Rutschman took full advantage.
And you just have to play.
Oh, Adley Rutschman socks it out to deep right field, and it's going to go off the top of the wall and gone. Ward is in to score, and Rutschman will get the home run.
Ben Wagner had the call on Masson. Rutschman's two-run shot, along with Dylan Beaver's two-run blast, provided the Birds with juice. But the Pirates would prevail in Bradenton, Florida. 8-6 was the final. Ravens news, team officially introducing edge rusher Trey Hendrickson on Friday, the league sack leader and defensive player of the year in 2024, explaining why Baltimore is the right place for him in 2026.
I'm in a win-now window, right? I've been so blessed to meet great people and win a lot of games with Drew Brees and Joe Burrow. But this opportunity to hoist the Lombardi Trophy and build something from the ground up is an amazing opportunity.
Sidebar, linebacker David Ojabo leaves Baltimore from Miami, the 11th Raven to walk out the door. Walking in through the door and right into the field of 68 are the UMBC Retrievers, champions of the America East.
The historic season will continue for the UMBC Retrievers. Dancing on to March Madness for the third time in program history.
Call on ESPN2, UMBC over Vermont, 74-59. DJ Armstrong was the MVP. 9-for-11 from the field, 33 points, a record 7 three-pointers. Here's head coach Jim Ferry after the game.
What a rewarding season that we've had because of these guys, all of these guys. The makeup of this group, the unselfishness, the character. We never had a bad day. Never.
The Retrievers will face Howard in a first four game. Winner gets Michigan and Buffalo on Thursday night. Coming up in 30 minutes, the USA looking for baseball supremacy. And that is done on sports.
The American Bullion Center in Timonium pays the highest cash price for U.S. gold, silver, and your coin collections. Even though the price of gold and silver changes daily, your coin collections are at record high prices. The American Bullion Center will pay the highest cash price for all your gold, sterling, silver, and U.S. coins. The American Bullion Center is located at 2334 York Road in Timonium, just north of the fairgrounds and just south of Pedonia Road. Phone 410-825-2334, license 2528. That's the American Bullion Center.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Temperatures are going to be mild and even warm this afternoon. We're tracking our next weather alert day with the strongest severe thunderstorms, especially later into the afternoon and into the evening time. Could see some damaging wind gusts and multiple tornadoes as well. So make sure to find a place to get alerts and stay weather aware. We'll be cold and windy on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Active Liver from New Nordic protects your liver so that you can enjoy life to the fullest. Online at Amazon or in stores at CVS, Wegmans, and now GNC.
Hi, this is Scott Jennings. You've seen me battle the left on CNN for years, and now you can hear me every weeknight at 9 as I continue to slay the liberal narratives. Join me for unmatched political insight, high-impact interviews, and sharp-witted commentary that cuts through the noise. It's my job to arm you with common sense and shape the national conversation. Don't miss the Scott Jennings Show weeknights at 9, Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years, on the web at maflaw.com.
All right. I do have a couple texts here in regards to the schools. It's very disheartening. And Joe, I thank you for calling in. We were up against a break there. But thank you for calling in from Pennsylvania. If you heard, he was with the Anne Arundel County Schools. And when you're thinking about different school districts, Anne Arundel County, I mean, you know, as bad as Joe has explained it, just think about all those that we hear about even more often. Just think about how bad it is in some of these classrooms. You know, I was thinking about the other day, I don't think my kid will survive in public school. She couldn't even survive in public. I mean, it's like sometimes she acts like she's a little tough, right? And then, you know, the thing about Olivia, if you've ever met her, she's extremely outgoing And she's always, she's like one of those kids where wherever she goes, she has to be friends with everybody there, right? So she's constantly just trying to make nice and make friends. And, you know, unfortunately, there are a lot of kids out there that, number one, they could be a little more introverted. I try to tell her this. You know, not every kid is like, hey, because she walks in like, hey, I'm Olivia, you know. And, like, not every kid's going to respond to that. Some kids are shy. You know, some kids, you know, just they don't want to talk. They don't want to be friends. You have to remember stuff like that. Well, anyways, you know, it's just, it's like she's so innocent. You know, I've got the stuffed Jesus in the backseat of my car, seat belted in. Like, that's her at nine. And then I look at some of these other nine-year-olds and they talk about, you know, the kids carjacking people at like 9, 10, 11. And I'm thinking, what? My daughter doesn't even know what carjacking is, let alone there's kids that are out here doing it. So it was just, you know, I feel bad because some of those kids that are involved in all that, they're sitting in classrooms with people like Olivia. And it's like, what did those parents do? And then we talk about school choice and everything else, you know, going on in Annapolis. The big, beautiful bill, could, you know, you could opt into it if you're Governor Wes Moore, and he chooses not to. And then I said, let's put on the ballot. Let's make it so that all of those delegates and state senators have to send their kids to public schools. You know how many text messages I got about that? Just from having the conversation. They were pissed. Here their kids are at private school, right? They're at Calvert Hall, Gilman, you name it. Their kids are, they've got school choice. And then we had Mark Conway, the councilman here in studio. You know, he tried to brave it, I guess. But he's running against Infume, so I know he's out there just trying to get his name out there. But, and, you know, I don't fault him for that. It is what it is. That's what you do when you campaign. And, you know, he's talking about the schools and how great the public schools are, and we can't take money away from the public schools, and we don't need school choice. Meanwhile, he admits that his kid goes to private school. Well, you know, what about the parents that can't afford to send their kid to private school? Should they not be in the same situation that you're in? Are you somehow superior? Your kid should have the choice. I mean, this is usually what they campaign on. I'm going to help those that, you know, are struggling financially. I'm going to help this. You know, they got the whole social program thing down. But when it comes to schools, God forbid you allow these people the one thing that we know that leads to success, and that is a good education for themselves and their children. God forbid. See, this is like the values and all that stuff that Pastor P.O. Smith and all those people talk about all the time. The Democrat Party has a problem, not just because they're doing so poorly in the polls. You know, even with the war in Iran, I don't know if you guys saw that, but Democrats are still down low. But also because they have a problem. They don't have values. They don't have morals. They've thrown everything out of the window, right? A guy can be a girl if he wants. Right? I mean, you know, you can have guys, you know, competing against girls in sports. They're not hanging on to anything. You know, there is no border. You know, crossing the border illegally isn't really a crime. They can't identify certain things. It's just like, dude, they've got nothing left. And here they're acting like, you know, ICE, the people that are getting criminally charged illegal immigrants out of the country, like they're the problem. But that's the Democrats for you. Chris in Canesville. Hey, Chris, how are you? It says, I remember a clip of a big volunteer father's monitoring the school halls for bullying, etc. That would be okay with me. Chris, I do remember that. I can't remember which state that was in. It was down south somewhere. But there were a bunch of fathers that were showing up and helping the kids that were bullied. I did get a couple text messages here. One is from Garrett. Garrett says, Kim, the conversation you're having with the school teacher, the rules were drastically changed by Barack Obama. I can't remember the year. I'm driving down the road here. Obama went to Frederick Douglass High School and he signed, the new rules and a drastic change, the way that you can punish the whole reason they were colder. Went with them was to make it serious that they would be, you know, making sure that everything was getting done. And Garrett's probably doing the talk to drive thing or text or what have you. Yeah, it was under Obama. I got another text here, actually. I think it started under Obama. Federal dollars was withheld from school districts for expelling and suspending students. Thank you, texter. That's what it was. They were going to withhold federal funding because of the number that they were expelling the kids at, the rate. That's what it was. Thank you. Thank you. That's what it was. And it was. It was Barack Obama. And so now you have this situation where they don't expel the kids. They just move them around. They move them around school to school, and that's why you end up with these illegal immigrants with criminal charges. They move them to other schools, and they end up in a classroom with like somebody like Kayla Hamilton. And you're not supposed to ask any questions. MS-13? Not your business, apparently. But thank you, Texter. That's what it was. They were withholding the funding. I was trying to remember how he was doing that from the federal level. All right, back to the question of the day. And, of course, I wanted to just ask you again, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate at WCBM.com, would you leave a job that prohibited you from wearing a MAGA hat? And you're probably thinking, Kim, what does this even have to do with? Right now, 66% of you said yes. 34% of you said no, I would not leave that job. Well, this actually took place in Pennsylvania, unfortunately. Senator Doug Mastriano says a little town bus driver had the God-given right to wear his MAGA hat. But unfortunately, this little town bus driver, Dave Bonhoff, was called because unfortunately he was told that he could not wear his Make America Great Again hat on the school bus. Now, he is a former Baltimore County Police Department, by the way. And Mastriano said it was brave of Bonhoff to stick to his beliefs. But here's what happened. Dave was given the ultimatum. He was given the option because a kid apparently on the bus called in to the school district and said that she felt unsafe and uncomfortable because Dave, who was her bus driver in Littlestown, was wearing a MAGA hat while driving the bus. So she felt scared and uncomfortable. Now, the kid might have. I mean, think about all the things you see in the media today. She might have. I don't know. Well, anyway, she called it in, and then the school district told him, either you remove the hat and not wear the MAGA hat, or we're going to have to take, you know, this in a different direction. So Dave left his job. He left. Mastriano said it was brave for Bonhoff to stick to his beliefs. Dave showed more courage in standing by his principles than many institutions have shown in defending the rights they claim to value. No American should ever be forced to choose between their livelihood and their constitutional freedoms. Again, that was with Senator Doug Mastriano there in Pennsylvania. I don't know if Dave is going to have the opportunity to legally challenge any of this. I don't know. Maybe because he left on his own accord. If he were fired, I would think that would be different. But they did give him an ultimatum. I wonder if he has it in email, if he had it in writing. That might be a different story. If he has it in writing, maybe he could say, look, they said either I take off the hat or there's going to be other course in action, and I just decided I don't want any of the drama, and I just want to leave. He might have something. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer, obviously. Obviously. But it is very sad that we're still here in 2026 wearing a MAGA hat. Could you end up making you end up in the unemployment line? Didn't think we were there, but apparently we're still there. All right. I did want to also talk about there was a gun rally in Virginia over the weekend. I don't know if you guys saw that. That gun rally looked like they had a ton of people there. My friends, Shermichael, who's I've had on the show before, he and his friend John, they were there at the rally. And I thought it was interesting because this guy, because I posted about it, I said, hey, don't give up the fight. Just so you know, in Virginia, of course, and we've talked about this before, and this happened in Richmond, by the way. But Abigail Spanberger, she is anti-Second Amendment, and she wants to ensure that those in the General Assembly do something about gun control. So, of course, you had hundreds of people turn out for the rally in downtown Richmond. They were there. There were speakers there. And it was interesting to me because somebody, I posted online on X and I said, hey, don't give up the fight, Virginia. So, you know, people were like, yeah, this is a fight worth having, da 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 da. And so then somebody wrote in my comment section, it was this black guy, and he goes, hey, keep your stuff over there across the line in Maryland. We don't need you commenting on what's going on here in Virginia. And I said, well, wouldn't the ancestors be mad at you? well. I said, sir, do you remember what the Black Panthers fought for? Do you remember what the whole thing was about? Do you remember? They fought hard for their Second Amendment rights. They fought hard to keep gun control at bay. And here you are, like a good little Democrat voter. A little voter saying, oh, that keep that up there in Maryland. We don't want you tainting the waters here in Virginia. We need gun control here in Virginia. That's what this guy was saying to me. I said, the ancestors would be quite upset with you. You can't tell me that you are against a system. You think about police brutality. You rant and rave all the time about how the government is so racist. Yet you're what? You're saying, I don't need a gun? Interesting. So you're against the Constitution and you're stupid. Got it. Got it. He had the nerve to post that. Now, I did notice he didn't respond. But, of course, in his bio and on his page, it was like, you know, the whole, like, the fist, the balled up black fist, you know, the I'm black and I'm proud. It's like, dude, what? Please. Please. You must not know your history, I guess. Anyways, I just thought that was interesting that he commented that. But just so you know, yeah, in Virginia, they are fighting tooth and nail for their gun rights. And, you know, I don't know if Abigail Spanberger is going to get her way, but this is, again, goes back to elections have consequences. And many of you people, you called up here and said, hey, you know, she ran on being moderate. She did. She tried to fool a lot of people. And if you're not really paying attention, you would think that maybe possibly she was a moderate. Not in the slightest. Not in the slightest. All right, I did want to also mention there was a juvenile link up in D.C. over the weekend. Not sure if you guys heard about it at the Navy Yard. Now, I mentioned this really only because we saw what we saw at White Marsh Mall. Well, apparently this link up was even larger, and apparently it was actually a little more violent as well. Now, two teens were arrested after robberies, assaults, and shots fired as 200 juveniles flooded the Navy Yard. Again, they're taking it. So down there, I guess they called it a takeover. Here it was a link up. I don't know. It's apparently the same thing. It's organized on social media. Well, anyways, it happened on Saturday night and ended in gunfire. Officers with MPD, that's Metropolitan Police Department, arrested two juvenile males and recovered two guns in the chaos. Nobody, luckily, was hit by the gunshots, but two juvenile victims in a robbery were treated at the hospital with minor injuries. Now, Edward Daniels, an advisory neighborhood commissioner in the community, told 7 News he and his neighbors are tired of these takeovers. So it's happening time and time and again. And remember, we had people call up. We were talking about White Marsh. It did happen. I think Al Woodlaw was talking about the one that happened in Howard County. There was also one that happened in Silver Spring. I guess that's Montgomery County. They're doing this all over, okay? They're doing this all over. We've got to do something about it because, again, you've got juveniles that are running the show, and Democrats are allowing them to do so. I do want to give out a shout out to Senator Carl Jackson. Not sure if I did or not, but he was the only one that voted on the Democrat side of the aisle, obviously, that voted with the state's attorneys who do not want to see all juveniles go to juvenile court when they commit adult crimes. So on that bill in the Senate, yes, it did pass the Senate, but Senator Carl Jackson, believe it or not, voted against it. So he voted with State Attorney Ivan Bates and others, and of course with Republicans. And believe it or not, he's also getting a little pushback from his own party now. But you know what? Thank you, Senator Jackson, for for standing up and doing what's right. You've got all these prosecutors that came to Annapolis and said that this is a terrible idea and the juvenile courts can't even handle all of these violent repeat offenders. So why not send them to adult court where they end up usually anyways? And you had those Democrat senators, except for Carl Jackson, the rest of them voted to allow these juveniles to just go to juvenile court. Now think about how many juveniles are going to be on the monitoring system that are going to be committing crimes and doing whatever they want as they await trial. It's going to be worse than it is now. But again, I just wanted to point out they did deal with this in D.C., and it's not the first time. But only, even out of 200 juveniles that showed up, only two teens were arrested. And the police department, the police there, they said that it was hard to even figure out who was involved in what, because it was like this huge crowd. Everybody's just running and screaming. Meanwhile, I wonder what the parents say. I mean, there's got to be some kids out there that have decent parents. Not all 200 of them. Could it be possible? I guess it could be possible. Could all 200 juveniles have terrible parents? I don't know. I guarantee you there are some kids out there that because of peer pressure and everything that their friends are doing, they're going to these link-ups, but they actually have good parents at home. To the decent parents out there, if you find out that your kid is out there, please, I'm begging you to snatch them up and make an example out of them. I'm begging you to go to the media, go to the press and say, hey, my kid was out there, but guess what? Here's what we're going to do at home. And I wish the elected officials would do something with the legislator. And maybe then maybe that would catch their attention. Because remember the mom that pulled up the one kid that was at the Freddie Gray? Remember he was at the bus stop there at Mondama Mall? And the mom came over and he was out there acting a fool and she started hitting him and stuff. That mom was a hero. Okay, so if you want to be a hero, make an example out of your own kid and make sure people know that that's not going to fly with you. And it shouldn't fly with our legislators. All right, coming up next, before we go today, I do want to mention the Epstein files. Of course, people are still digging in them, where they led here to in Maryland. And then also, if you're keeping score, we talked about Starbucks moving to Tennessee. Did you hear about another big headquarters, another big corporation? Well, they're leaving the West Coast, too. Stay right there.
I know. What am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call Maid Pro!
I know. I'll call Maid Pro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call Maid Pro, 410-529-5960 or maidpro.com because grandma's standards aren't standard.
If you've been hurt because someone else was careless, you deserve answers and, of course, compensation. I'm JB the Ouch Guy, and with me, you pay nothing unless we win your case. No upfront fees, no risk, just results. Call 877-OUCH-911 today. Ouch Guy is on your side. Ouch Guy is Yehoshua Beer.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show.
They know the walls are closing in. That's all there is to it. That's all you can take from this is the leadership of the Democrat Party is the enemy of the people. I told you, it's an 80-20 issue. 20% those who lead the Democrat Party, those who are principals of the Democrat Party, 20% versus the 80% of the rest of Democrats and the 100% of Republicans who want to protect our country. And the 20% wants to destroy it.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk. Only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, so as they dig through the Epstein files, you guys know I'm kind of over the Epstein files, but headline news here because here it is back at home. Apparently a U-15 soccer team in Crofton, Maryland, apparently as they were raising money to continue with their soccer team, apparently they ended up speaking to Miss Maxwell about a donation, and so they're connected to it somehow. And then also colon cancer research at Hopkins. See, that's why I think this is just so silly. I think this is so silly. Now, of course, I couldn't care less what happens at Hopkins. Obviously, I have no connection to the school. I don't want them to leave the city of Baltimore. Could you imagine if they left? Oh my goodness, I don't even think about it. But, you know, it's a bunch of liberals there. Of course, you know, when I ran for office, they didn't support me. They supported Kwesi Fume, right? Well, anyways, but I think this is silly. Because do I think that somebody at Hopkins is really connected and caught up with Jeffrey Epstein and his shenanigans? No. See, this is why this is so it's such a bizarre situation. With everything dropping, and I know they want the rest of the Epstein files to drop, but if that's what you voted for, I get it. I understand. Trump made the promise. But when you drop everything like this, and there's no context, and it's no real connection to the pedophilia or the rapes and the island, when you just drop everything. Yeah. Jeffrey Epstein and friends, yes, they made a lot of donations to people. I don't know who these people are in Crofton. I don't really care. But now they're in the headline news and this U-15 soccer team because they were trying to raise money to continue with their league. They have nothing to do with the island. They have nothing to do with pedophilia. They have nothing to do with any of that stuff. And now they're mentioned. Same thing with the colon cancer research at Hopkins. I just wanted to say, you know, this is why the way this is happening is so dangerous. You got people's names caught up in this stuff where they weren't involved in any of this, you know, any of the disgusting monster, you know, type activity that Epstein was involved in. They weren't caught up in it at all. And yet now they are front page news. I'm not going to say the team's name. I'm not going to say even the people at Hopkins that were involved in negotiation of the money and the transfer, because I'm not going to be part of this. But that's what's going on now. Now you've got people's names in headline news that should not be. They have nothing to do with this stuff. And so here we are. Also, I did mention if you're keeping score, not sure if you're keeping score, but I am. We know that Starbucks is moving to Tennessee, and the CEO of Starbucks, he's headed to Florida. Yes, he couldn't wait to get out of there. Brian, the producer, I think you missed that. Were you here? No, you missed that. Yeah, they announced that as they're announcing in Washington State. Now they're taxing the rich. There's a special wealth tax going in place, so he's hightailing it out of there. Well, in case you missed it, over the weekend it was announced that Uber is now leaving California. Uber has had enough. Uber has had enough. They're leaving as well. They said they're headed south. I don't blame them. Don't forget Meta, all that. You know, Elon Musk. Remember when he moved everything to Dallas, Texas? Okay? And I said before, I don't really respect it to those that donated, campaigned, and supported the individuals that are pushing these nasty policies. I cannot stress enough how I wish they had to stay in the mess they made. I cannot stress it enough. But here, you've got the wealthy that are able to leave, and they're leaving. Same thing we talked about with Mamdani in New York City last week. You got the wealthy that are now leaving out of New York City because he's ready to tax the rich. Meanwhile, they supported him and his campaign, talked about how much they hated Andrew Cuomo, and now they're headed off to Florida, which might have been in their plans to begin with. We'll never know. We'll never know the truth. Ugh. I hate it all. I hate it all. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in today. Of course, we'll be here tomorrow with much more to talk about. Brian, the producer, thanks for coming back to work. We're happy to have you. And thank you for a great show. We'll talk to all you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Do you have a mortgage payment that no longer fits your fixed income? It could be a regular mortgage or a home equity line of credit. At one time, that monthly payment was more manageable. Now it leaves you with less money to work with each month. A lot of homeowners refinanced years ago because it made their finances easier to manage. A reverse mortgage works in a similar way. It's a refinance that removes that monthly payment. The reason you refinanced before was to give yourself a financial reset. A reverse mortgage can help you do that again. When someone calls me, the first thing I do is listen. I want to understand what's going on with your finances. Sometimes a reverse mortgage makes sense, sometimes it doesn't. The only way to know is to talk it through. If your mortgage payment is starting to control what you can and can't do each month, let's have a conversation. When you call 410-788-7070, you'll speak directly with me, Mark McVeary. The number again is 410-788-7070.
This is the right choice for Maryland.